जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान अभिचरणारविंद भक्तवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नितिलीला प्रविष्ट विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंद गौड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिलहरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोव गोविनाथ श्याम गुंड राधा गुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की ओ प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमोमिष्टपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसार सागरे मग्नम दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मग्राह गृहीतांगं मामुद्धर भवार्णवात् श्रीमद्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भव सागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यदा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यद प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनम् यस्य सर्वभाव प्रणाशनम् प्रणामो दुःखशमनम् तं नमामि हरिं वरम् जन्माद्यस्य यदोन्वयादिदरदश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वरान् तेने ब्रह्महृदाय आदिगवये मुह्यन्दियल् सूरयाम् तेजो वारिमृदम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकम् सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मप्रोज्जिनगैदवोत्रपरमो निर्मत्सराणां सदा वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तुशिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनं श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा वरेश्वर सद्यो हृद्यवरुद्यतेऽत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षणात् निगमकल्पतरोगलितं बलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबद भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नुमः यम् प्रव्रजन्तम् हनुभेदमभेदकृत्यम् द्वैवायनो विरहकादरवाजुहावा पुत्रेदि तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतिदिदीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीय किशोर मुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदादृदाननेन्दोः मम वाजि विजृम्भदां मुरारेर्मधुरीं न कणिकापि कापि कापि नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिनी നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ടശാം യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദര മന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യവരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധയായി നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അമ്പത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധി പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായ തവത്രനേത്രാം യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയപ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നവാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമം സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹ വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം ത്വം സച്ചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണദടാജയദ്രതജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാസംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹര പേമീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരതഭംഗജക്കളിമല പ്രധ്വംസിനശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാർമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്ദിനിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർ വേദൈർ സംഗമദേ ക്രമൌപനിഷദേർ ഗായന്തിയം സാമഗാഹ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ Yesterday we were discussing this Hiranyakashipu's meeting with Prahlada at the end. Prahlada had offended Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu felt the necessity to come personally and talk to Prahlada. It was at that moment what we said also that Prahlada seeing Vishnu everywhere. Hiranyakashipu can't see Vishnu anywhere. As you see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Hiranyakashipu went even to the Vaikuntha planet. He has come from Vaikuntha, but he has gone to Vaikuntha looking for Vishnu. So, when he went to Vaikuntha, he couldn't find Vishnu there. Srimad Bhagavatam's point is that this is a major difference from all other religions in this world. That in the Vedic philosophy, mainly all Vedic literatures point out to this one fact. If you have to look for God, if you look for Him outside, you won't find Him. It's always inside. So this concept that Krishna's presence inside, who is present inside throughout Bhagavatam from beginning to end, you will see this one point forcefully expressed by Sukadeva Goswami in every opportunity where he had to present the philosophical understanding. But after stressing the importance of the soul, he will mention there that the inquiry for Krishna, which everybody is after Krishna, you will see everyone is after inquiring after something, but that inquiry culminates in the realization of the self within, who is Krishna present in everyone, in the heart. So you can understand this when you read through Bhagavatam several times, in several instances, like in the Prahlada Stuti, which is going to come in the next a few verses. Prahlada Stuti also is pointing out to this one fact, that Prahlada realizes Krishna's presence within. And after realizing what happens, then he realizes that that person, the Supreme Lord, who is present within the heart, is present in everyone's heart. And when that realization happens, he is explaining that ragadvesham goes away from inside. Because who can create ragam, who can create dvesham, against whom? There is only one entity existing, Atma, who is present within everyone's heart. There may be other questions that we have to go through the Bhagavatam to understand that. Anyway, Prahlada met Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was asking, where is Vishnu? Prahlada says, there is Vishnu everywhere. So, it is at that time, Hiranyakashipu pulled out his sword, and in that process he hit the pillar. Because he knew that the pillar doesn't have Vishnu inside. But Krishna was getting ready there inside the pillar to come out. And that is time, with a roar he came out from the pillar, and then Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimhamurti, that we have read in that chapter. And stambhe gathayato Hiranyakashipu karnau samachurnayan. That stambhe gathayato means completely when the stambham, the pillar was hit by Hiranyakashipu, with a roar Narasimhamurti appeared from that pillar. That the roaring of Narasimham was so powerful that the whole universe was shaken by the sound of that. Shutvayam giladaitya raja hridaye purvam kada apyashudam kambakkaschana sambhavada jalido ambojabur vishtaral. It was from the sound of that. Shutvayam giladaitya raja hridaye. Hiranyakashipu's heart was completely shaken by the roaring of and the appearance of Narasimhamurti, which he never expected to happen. Kambam kaschana sambhavada chalite ambojabur vishtaral. He was actually, from his throne, he was thrown out from the throne because of the roar. Daite nichu visishta chakshushimaha samrambhini stambhada sambhodam namrgal magam namanujagaram vavuste vibhom. That appearance of Narasimham was such, namrgalmagam namanijagaram, neither human form nor animal form, a half man, a half lion form. Vabuste vibho kim kim bhishanam edad alpudamidi gulbhranda chitte surayim vispujadhavalo graroma vigasad durashtva samajrambhada. That Narasimham roared, and at that time Hiranyakashipu also got very excited about it, and he wanted to fight with Narasimhamurti. He wanted to kill Narasimham. So pulled out his sword and jumped into Narasimhamurti. Tapta swarna savarna ghurnam dadirukshaksham sadake esaram prolkamba pradigumbidambaram aho jiyata vedam vabu വ്യാപ്തമഹാദരീസഖമുഖം ഖൽഗോഗ്രവൽഗന്മഹാ ജിഹ്വ നിർഗമദൃശ്യമാനസുമഹാദംഷ്ടയുഗോഡമരം. Then appearance of Narasimhamurti Swami spoken that molten gold, when the gold is melted, the color of that, Dadhir Uchacham Sadagesaram, and all that Sada, what the hair that on the sides of the line, all that was there on the face. And Narasimhamurti did not want to kill him straight away, because this Brahma has given this commitment that he would be killed only when there is not day neither night. So this has happened probably little earlier than that. So Narasimhamurti had to wait till that time comes. It is neither daytime nor night time, twilight time. So you can read in the Bhagavatam, afterwards he killed Hiranyakashipu. There was a big fight and all that. And then Narasimhamurti's appearance. After killing Hiranyakashipu, he was more interested. Narasimhamurti was interested to hear from Prahlada what Prahlada has to say. And Brahma was hesitating to go to Narasimhamurti. Lakshmi Devi was hesitating to go. And all great personalities were present there. You can see so many of them offering prayers. Everyone was hesitating to go close to Narasimhamurti. It was at that time Brahma prompted Prahlada to go and to pacify Narasimhamurti's anger. So Prahlada goes to him and glorifies Narasimhamurti. So what is special about Prahlada's prayers? Prahlada's prayers' speciality is that the only thing Prahlada had to say to Narasimha was, "I don't want anything." That without any desire for anything, not even asking for any benefit, either material or spiritual, simply offering prayers to Narasimhamurti, saying that without expectation of anything in return from him. That is the speciality of Prahlada's prayers. And only thing he requested Narasimhamurti was that you should bless the whole world. Bless the whole world. That was his prayers. That everyone should feel blessed by Narasimhamurti. You should give your mercy to everybody. Because Prahlada knows very well, he mentions in the glorifications also, that in this material world, everyone is struggling here. There is no one really enjoying anything. And sometimes they get a better body, then they get a lower body, higher body. All the time experiences the miseries of material life, birth, death, old age and disease. And in that process, various situations. So he says to Prahlada says to Narasimhamurti, that without your mercy, nobody can get free from this situation. That otherwise you are continuously tossed over by the waves of this material existence. And one who is already drowning in the water, how can he save somebody else in the water, fallen into the water? So only one who is not in the water can alone save him. Kravaya pare pahimurare, isn't it? So, in order to, the only person who can save us from this material miseries, material existence, is Krishna. So, and a glorious prayers from Prahlada in the Bhagavatam. And in order to do that, Prahlada says to Narasimhamurti, that unless people take to your service, and they start serving you, this will not happen. But human society, their situation in this world is very very dangerous, in the sense that they do not feel the desire to serve Krishna. And or Prahlada is saying also, from his own experience, he is mentioning this to Narasimha, that although born as Hiranyakashipu's son, with all the material opulences, the miseries he had to suffer through in life was phenomenal. And therefore Prahlada says, from his own experience, that looking at this world, it is frightening. Prahlada says, looking at this world, it is very frightening. One thing he says, that all the senses are our own enemies. They are all pulling us in different directions. And human life is not particularly very admirable in this world, because completely under the control of the senses and the mind. He is trying to find some very limited happiness here, trying to enjoy through the senses. These 10 senses, they are, everybody is under the influence of them, and his opinion is that they pull them in all different directions, and whichever direction it gets pulled, he goes in that way. There are many instances spoken in the Bhagavatam about that. So, Prahlada mentions in his prayers that Jihvaigado Chuti Vikarshadi Ma Vidrupta Shishnonyadasta Kudaram Shravanam Kudaschil Granonyadas Chabaladri Koja Karma Shaktir Bahya Sabatnya Iva Gehavatim Lunandi. A person who has married two wives, and but between them there was always problems between the two wives, and he found that very difficult. One wife was pulling in one direction, another wife was pulling in the other direction. So Prahlada says here that a man's situation in this world is all his senses are pulling in all different directions, and he is completely stuck in that difficult situations. 10 wives are pulling him in 10 different directions, and what will be the situation of that personality? Or that personality, he says to Narasimha Murthy that none of the senses are pulling towards you, all of them are pulling in other directions. And Prahlada's prayers, if you we read through, you will see there is a lot of bhakti in the heart in Prahlada's prayers. And after hearing these prayers from Prahlada, Narasimha Murthy was immensely pleased. Because there is a reason behind it. We will discuss Prahlada Stuti when we have the 2 weeks session. That's what we'll be discussing then. So at this point in time, we won't go through that. The prayers from Prahlada pleased Narasimha Murthy mainly because Narasimha Murthy felt that after all, he killed his father. Narasimha has killed Hiranyakashipu. And in spite of that, when Hiranyakashipu asked a question, that where do you get your power from? Prahlada had no hesitation saying that it is coming from Krishna. It's coming from Krishna. He had no hesitation. So Narasimha felt that Prahlada is so surrendered in the heart that he gave the impression he was so clear in his statement when he spoke to Hiranyakashipu, that the source where you get the power is the same source where I also get the power. I get the power from the same source. So Narasimha Murthy pushed Prahlada to ask for some benedictions. So here, when this situation happens in the Bhagavatam, Sri Narada Maharshi felt immensely pleased, extremely pleased with the statement from Prahlada. After all, it is his disciple, isn't it? So seeing Prahlada's mood and Prahlada's surrender and how Prahlada has pleased Narasimha Murthy, he mentions there that he says to Dharmavutra Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, to whom he is talking about Narasimha Murthy's appearance, that my disciple Prahlada, he felt very proud, because there is a reason behind that. Narada Maharshi's responsibility is to train people in spiritual life, especially in the bhakti process, and gives them an opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. But he was not even satisfied with Dhruva Maharaj, because even Dhruva Maharaj had asked for some blessings and was offered the kingdom to rule for 36,000 years later. Here is one disciple who had prayed to Krishna in such a way without requesting for any kind of bless, any kind of benedictions. So he was saying that my training has come to perfection, that he has found someone whose training has given him a proper understanding. And that pride in Srinarada Maharshi you will see when you read Bhagavatam there. When the disciples do well, the spiritual master is very pleased with that. Similarly, if the disciple does not do well, that also displeases the spiritual master. This is the spiritual master. That you can understand from that. Narasimha Murthy says, if it is like that, still, Prahlada, you should ask for something. You should ask for something. In that case, Prahlada says to him, if you insist that I have to say something, this I feel as a duty, that my father may go to hell for what he has done. What he has done to you, because he has taken such an offensive attitude towards you, and in that process he has given me also a lot of pain. But I know that the result of this will be that he will have to go to the hellish planets. Narasimha Murthy says to Prahlada, I asked you to ask for some benediction. This is not something that, is this something what you have to ask me? That to look after your father. That now I cannot give that to you because, not that Hiranyakashipu has done so much. Already I have made the arrangement that when you were born in this family of the demons, that 21 generations before and 21 generations after will not have necessity to ask for liberation. They have already been taken care of by your birth, by Prahlada's birth. Already he is liberated. Hiranyakashipu is already liberated. So someone who is already liberated, how can I offer him liberation again? So this was Narasimha's point towards Prahlada. So that I cannot offer now, because already he is liberated and gone. So, but still, he kept insisting to Prahlada that you have to accept some benedictions. At that time, Prahlada says to Narasimha Murthy, that if you are insisting, then don't make me a businessman. That was the next request. That I have served you, he says to Narasimha Murthy, and you have given me in return a blessing, or some benedictions you have given to me, and that is in response to my service to you. And with that, our relationship is over then. It becomes a broken relationship. Because I have done something for you, you have done something for me. It becomes like that. And I do not like that. I do not like that relationship. Whether you give it to me or not, any benedictions, which I am not interested, all I am interested is to continue my service to you and to be surrendered to you. You will see those words here in the 10th chapter. Prahlada's Yadiras, a seventh verse, 7:10-7. Yadirashishame Kaman Varam Stumbaradar Shabha Kamanam Hridyasam Roham Pavadastu Vrinevaram. Yadirashishame Kaman Varam Stumbaradar Shabha Kamanam Hridyasam Roham Pavadastu Vrinevaram. That is what Prahlada has told Hiranyakashipu. That under no circumstances I have no desire to ask for a benediction from you. When Prahlada said this, Narasimha lost. He couldn't say any more to Prahlada. Narasimha Murthy, who had no difficulty in killing Hiranyakashipu, he failed in front of Prahlada. That Prahlada's bhakti, Prahlada's surrender and the humility in Prahlada, Narasimha Murthy couldn't say anything to him. In other words, to that extent, there was no desires in Prahlada's heart. He was so pure in the heart that he had no desires at all. And by now, Narasimhamurti, after speaking to Prahlada, his anger has subsided. And by then, Brahma and others started coming closer to Narasimhamurti. When they came, Brahma is a little bit frightened because all these problems have happened because of him. He gave all these blessings to Hiranyakashipu. Narasimhamurti called Brahma separately and told him, "Hey Padmasambhava," or who's sitting in the lotus flower, "that in future never give any blessings like this to anybody. This kind of cruel blessings, what you have given to him, because of that I had the problems of sorting this out, that you can't kill him at night, you can kill him in the day, and you can't kill him with the wet thing, you can't kill him with the dry thing, and you have given various kinds of blessings to him." Brahma says that, "I made a mistake. In future I will not do such a thing," says to him. So, and then Narasimhamurti told them to organize the crowning of Prahlada as the king in the absence of Hiranyakashipu, and saying this, Narasimhamurti disappears from there. Afterwards, Prahlada was crowned as the king, and from Narasimhamurti's this incident, what we have to understand is this, that no matter how cruel and how wicked and how powerful a person is, that if Krishna decides, he has to go. He has no option there. He will have to go. He will have to go. That it's not that Krishna has an enmity towards that person, but for the benefit of the world, Krishna will act. Krishna will act in that way. And Krishna will always make sure that such personalities disappear from this world in the course of time. So, similarly, devotees who are surrendered and who follow Krishna's instructions, no matter whatever shortcomings are there in them, Krishna will also make sure that they have been given all the facilities and improve their spiritual position. They will be brought upwards in their spiritual life. Where was Prahlada? That Prahlada's situation, if you look, you can see that his father, that totally against him, so cruel to him, 5-year-old boy, and Prahlada had no one to protect him. Nobody was able to offer any shelter to Prahlada. Where is Prahlada now? Prahlada is there, that standing right in front of Narasimhamurti. And Hiranyakashipu, where is Hiranyakashipu now? That Krishna's merciful nature is like this, that that when there is a disturbance in the society, if Krishna feels correction is required, he will act. It may not be based on our time calculations. Krishna has his own way of sorting the problems out. So anyone who takes into such demonic processes and trying to disturb devotees or disturb those who are surrendered to Krishna, who is following the path of religious principles, they will be protected. That is Krishna's prayers. Then in the Bhagavatam, what you will find here, that Tripura Dahanam, there is the three personalities, their brothers, three brothers, and they also were got blessings from Brahma. These three brothers used to meet up together, and what they used to do, how to give trouble to others, this was their policy. And 12 years they will plan themselves how to perform different kinds of disturbances in the society. And they worshipped Lord Shiva later, and Lord Shiva offered them 3 aeroplanes and made of iron, copper and silver. And they used to fly in those aeroplanes, very special planes, all over.
to give trouble to others, and that was their job. And 12 years they used to do that, and they will meet up again after 12 years, all three of them, and then again plan for the next 12 years activities. Even the demigods were very upset due to them, but at the same time they were great devotees of Shiva, Lord Shiva. Every day they had 1,000 Shivalingams which they worshipped. That the blessing was that except Lord Shiva nobody else could kill them. They had that benediction as well. So the complaint reached Mahavishnu, and Brahma and others were also complaining too. They approached Lord Shiva and told him to do something about them. And if you start offering these facilities to your devotees, it is going to be cause a lot of problem for us. And Lord Shiva is concerned. He is not concerned all those things. He says, if they are my devotees, whatever they want, I'll offer them. This is Lord Shiva's position. Because to that extent, he has an attachment to the devotees. So, he says to him, Mahavishnu says to Brahma, that we'll find some way out of this. But 12 years, nothing can be done. After 12 years, when they assemble together underneath the banyan tree to discuss the next 12 years program, Mahavishnu, dressed up like a brahmachari, goes there, that and he starts speaking to them about worshipping Lord Shiva, telling them that worshipping Lord Shiva is not beneficial, and they try to explain to them that by worshipping Lord Shiva you are not going to attain perfection in this life, except that you will be absorbed in these kind of activities. Somehow or the other, by the power of that instructions from Mahavishnu, they have given up worship of Lord Shiva. They smashed all the Shivalingams, what they were worshipping. They broke it down completely. And this is what was meant to happen, what had to happen to upset Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva is upset, then he decided that he has to kill them. And the problem, difficulty with these people were that they had personalities, they had a very holy water with them, and if they die, if you dip them in the water, they'll come back to life again. This was the situation. So this was special siddhis they had, the Tripuras, they're called Tripuras. They had the special siddhis from them. So what Mahavishnu did was, he called Brahma and told him that, to take the form of a cow and a calf, and told them to go and drink this water, special water, which was called Siddha Jalam, in a well which was present there. Told them to drink that and dry that up. So when the cow came to drink that water, the people who were actually guarding that well, they told, after all it is a cow, and cow is wants to drink water, it should not be prevented from doing so. And there was plenty of water in the well. But because they were personalities who had sent by Mahavishnu, these cows were very special cows. They drank the water and dried the whole well up, dried it up, the whole well. So when Krishna wants to kill somebody, there will be some tactics necessary, whatever it is important. And no matter how what siddhis they have, even then they could be killed. Ayusa Shri Yashasa Dharmam. So many things. Sandhishrayomsi Sarvani Pumso Mahadadikramam. It mentions there, Mahadadikram, great personalities, if you offend them, the result is that Mahadadikramam, it is called. All your pious activities, all your spiritual strength, everything goes away. So, they has to be destroyed, and Krishna is expert in such situations to destroying them. You will see in the Bhagavatam in several instances. So, Narada Maharshi comes there, and you have to remember, this whole thing is spoken in the Rajasuyam sacrifice, isn't it? Where Yudhishthira Maharaj has asked a question, and Sri Narada Maharshi is answering that. That Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Narada Maharshi, that please do not finish up this in this way, the story of Narasimha Murthy. we are not satisfied with what you have spoken. That that is this, that some more things we want to hear. What is that? That due to the special mercy from Sri Narada Maharshi, that Prahlada, even though born in a demoniac family, what a pure devotee he had become. Can you imagine, when the circumstances are favorable, and if you become a devotee, there is nothing much to glorify that. It's just because all the circumstances were favorable to you in spiritual life. All the association you had, all the opportunity to study the Shastram, all the opportunity to associate with great devotees. In that situation, if one becomes a devotee, there is nothing much to talk about. But in a situation like Prahlada, who was born in a very demoniac situation, family-wise, father was against, completely against worshipping Krishna, and no association with anybody, and practically no help from any side. In spite of all that, Prahlada became the greatest of all the devotees. This surprised Yudhishthira Maharaj. How did this happen? So, that is the important topic here. He says to him, to show to us that the power of satsangam. Satsangam can make a person to change. Even all adverse circumstances happens in life. If we get the proper satsangam, that satsangam will take us through, in spite of all the other difficulties in life. So, because of satsangam, manashuddhi comes. Chitta shuddhi comes from that. So, that chitta shuddhi to happen, what do we have to do? This is the question Yudhishthira Maharaj had. Yudhishthira was so impressed by Prahlada's bhakti. Nobody else has impressed Yudhishthira like this, Prahlada's bhakti. So Yudhishthira's question to Narada Maharshi is that, what created this kind of bhakti in Prahlada's heart, even though Prahlada had a birth in a most difficult situation? If you have a father like that, Hiranyakashipu, you can imagine that to become a devotee is very, very difficult. To take to spiritual life is difficult. And the society was not favorable, because Hiranyakashipu's friends, they were all into all kinds of sinful activities. And nobody, from no side, absolutely no help Prahlada had. But in spite of all that, how did Prahlada come to this state of devotion, this kind of bhakti, jnanam, vairagyam, knowledge, renunciation, everything in a person, and that too so strong, in spite of the fact that Hiranyakashipu and others given him so much trouble? In spite of all that, Prahlada withstood all that and survived through all that. How did this happen? This was the main doubt. This was the question what Yudhishthira had after hearing the story of Narasimha. Narasimhamurti's story impressed Yudhishthira Maharaj to that extent that he said to Narada Maharshi that you have to give an answer for this, because I would like to be that Prahlada in this way. So, so it was at that time that Sri Narada Maharshi told Yudhishthira Maharaj that bhakti, in order bhakti to develop in a heart, chitta shuddhi is important. Chitta shuddhi is important. Bhakti and jnanam both comes from purity at the heart. Purity of the heart. And if there is sufficient purity in the heart, the symptom of that is he will be very serious in spiritual life. The reason why we are not serious in spiritual life is this, that there is no purity inside. This is a statement not from Narada Maharshi only, it's also from Krishna. If you read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th chapter of the 11th canto, where you will find this, that chitta shuddhi, we will discuss that when you come to 11th canto later, that chitta shuddhi is the key factor of getting taste for spiritual life. If you are not feeling taste for spiritual life, it's because we are not pure inside the heart. That attraction for self-realization, attraction for knowledge, attraction for renunciation, bhakti, these things come from chitta shuddhi. If we have a lot of vasanas, ragadvesham inside, it will prevent us from developing that attachment to the truth. To hear Srimad Bhagavatam and to engage in spiritual thoughts, absorbed in spiritual life, that comes from. And if you look into the devotees, you will see those who had it, that they go very, very fast in their spiritual life also as well. So it was at that time when Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question, for the benefit of the world, Sri Narada Maharshi says there, this is where, he says to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, this is where Varnashrama Dharma is important. That is why in this seventh canto, Sri Narada Maharshi straight away switches off Narasimha Murthy's story and moves on to Varnashrama Dharma. Otherwise, there is no necessity to talk about Varnashrama Dharma in the Bhagavadam at this point in time. There is no need to talk about it, because Varnashrama Dharma is a topic, it has no relationship with Narasimha Murthy's appearance or Hiranyakashipu. Neither with Hiranyakashipu or with Narasimha Murthy there is no relationship with Varnashrama Dharma or even with Prahlada. But when Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question, Sri Narada Maharshi wanted to explain that to him, that it is through Salsangam that Prahlada got the benefit of Chitta Shuddhi, that particularly in relationship with Narada Maharshi himself, is it not? He is that personality who can, he has given Salsangam to so many people in the Bhagavatam from beginning to end. It is Narada, you saw earlier in 6th canto Chitraketu, Narada Maharshi's association with Chitraketu, Haryashwa and Shabalashwa. And then similarly with Dhruva Maharaj, with many others like that. So Chitta Shuddhi or purification, important for to get that taste for bhakti, taste for Bhagavatam, taste for spiritual knowledge, spiritual realization, attraction for self-realization, in other words, that comes from Chitta Shuddhi. But Chitta Shuddhi comes from Salsangam, and in order that Salsangam to happen properly, Varnashrama Dharma is necessary, says who Sri Narada Maharshi says there. That is the significance here, that Varnashrama Dharma for everybody, because on a larger scale, when we are talking about a whole society, he says here that Manashuddhi is necessary or Chittashuddhi is necessary. And for that purpose, Krishna has instituted this system called Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma. And in that Varnashrama Dharma, how does Chittashuddhi happens? In the Varnashrama Dharma, if he executes his Dharma according to the Varnam and Ashravam in a natural way, that will cause result in Chittashuddhi. That's the system, how it works. If in the Varnashrama Dharma, if one institutes his Dharma according to the Varnam and the Ashramam, then the net end result will be Chitta Shuddhi from that. And from that, it is necessary to have Varnashrama Dharma for that purpose. But in order to know one's own Dharma, it is important, only then you can follow that, isn't it? Unless one has to know one's own Dharma. So, it is at that time Yudhishthira asked this question, that if you can explain to us what this Varnashrama Dharma is about, and for 5 chapters it is spoken. 5 chapters it is Varnashrama Dharma. So, we'll go through this, because Prahlada Stuti in the Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. It is Bhakti, Jnanam, Vairagyam. And that we will cover when we discuss it during the holidays. But we will continue from where we stopped last time. We'll start with Prahlada Stuti. That is the 8th verse in the 9th chapter. 7, 9, 8. We'll just read through that. Prahlada uvacha Brahmadaya suragana munayodha siddha സത്വൈകദാനമതയോവജസാം പ്രവാഹൈ ആരാധിതം പുരുഗുണൈരധുനാഭി വിപ്രോ കിം തോഷ്ടുമർഹതി സമേ ഹരിരുഗ്രജാദേ മന്യേധനാഭിജനരൂപതപശ്രുതൗജ തേജപ്രഭാവബലപൗരുഷബുദ്ധിയോഗം ആരാധനായി ഭവന്തി പരസ്യ പുംസോ ഭക്ത്യാ തു ദോഷ ഭഗവാൻ ഗജയൂഥമായ വിപ്രാദിഷൽഗുണയുദാരവിന്ദനാഭം പാദാരവിന്ദ വിമുഖാശുഭജം വരിഷ്ഠം മന്യേതദർപ്പിതമനോവചനേഹിദാഥ പ്രാണം പുനാദി സകലം നദു ഭൂരിമാനാം നൈവാത്മന പ്രഭുരലയം നിജലാഭപൂർണോ മാനം ജനാദ വിദുഷക്കരുണോ വൃണീതേ യദ്യജ്ജനോ ഭഗവതേ വിദധീതമാനം തച്ചാൽപനേ പ്രതിമുഖസ്സ യഥാ മുഖശ്രീ തസ്മാദഹം വിഗത വിക്ലവമീശ്വരസ്യ സർവാത്മനാമഹിഗൃണാമി യഥാ മനീഷാം നീചോജയാ ഗുണവിസർഗമനുപ്രവിഷ്ട പൂയേതയേന ഹി പുമാൻ അനുവർണിതേനാം സർവേഹ്യമീ വിധികരാ തവ സത്വധാംനോ ബ്രഹ്മാദയോ വയമിവേശ നശോദ്വിജന്തം ക്ഷേമായ ഭൂതയ ഉദാത്മസുഖായ ജാസ്യ വിക്രീഡിതം ഭഗവതോ രുചിരാവതാരൈ തദ്യച്ഛമന്യമസുരശ്ച ഹതസ്ത്വയാദ്യം മോദേത സാധുരവിവൃശ്ചിക സർപ്പഹത്യാം ലോകാശ്ച നിർവൃതിമിതാ പതയന്തി സർവേ രൂപം നൃസിംഹ വിഭയായ ജനാ സ്മരന്തി നാഹം വിഭേമജിതദേതി ഭയാനകാസ്യ ജിഹ്വാർക്കനേത്രഭൃകുടീരസഭോഗ്രദംഷ്ടാൽ ആന്ധ്രസ്രജക്ഷതജകേസരശങ്കകർണ നിർഹ്രാദബീദതികിബാദരിവന്നഖാഗ്രാൽ ത്രസ്മോസ്മ്യഹം കൃപണവത്സലദുസ്സഹോഗ്രം സംസാരചക്രകഥനാൽ ഗ്രസദാം പ്രണീത ബദ്ധസ്വകർമ്മഭി ഉഷത്തമതേഘ്രിമൂലം പ്രീതോപവർഗശരണം ഹൊയസൈകദാനു യസ്മാൽ പ്രിയാ പ്രിയമയോഗസയോഗജന്മ ശോകാഗ്നിനാ സകലയോനിഷു ദഹ്യമാന ദുഃഖൌഷധം നദമി ദുഃഖമദധിയാഹം ഭൂമൻ ഭ്രമാമി വദമേത വദാസ്യ യോഗം സോഹം പ്രിയസ്യ സുഹൃത പരദേവതായ ലീലാകഥാസ്തവ നൃസിംഹ വിരിഞ്ച ഗീത അഞ്ജസ്തി തന്മനു കൃണൻ ഗുണവിപ്രമുക്തോ ദുർഗാണിതേ പദയുഗാളയ ഹംസസംഗാഹം ബാലസ്യ നേഹ ശരണം പിതരോ നൃസിംഹ നാർത്തസ്യ ജാഗതമുദന്വതി മജ്ജദോ നവും തപ്തസ്യ ദൽ പ്രതിവിധിർഗൈഹാഞ്ജദേഷ്ട താവദ്വിപോ തനുഭൃതാം ദുദുപേക്ഷിതാനാം യസ്മിൻ യദോ യർഹി യേന ജയസ്യ യസ്മാൽ യസ്മൈ യഥാ ഇതു യസ്തു പരപരോ വാം ഭാവക്കരോതി വികരോതി പൃഥക് സ്വഭാവം സഞ്ചോദിതസ്തഖിലം ഭവത സ്വരൂപം മായാമനസ്രജതി കർമ്മമയം ബലീയ കാലേന ചോദ്യത ഗുണാനുമതേന പുംസാം ഛന്ദോമയം യദയർപ്പിത ഷോഡശാരം സംസാരചക്രമജ കോതിതരേൽ തുതന്യാം സത്വം ഹി നിത്യമിജിതാത്മഗുണസ്വധാംനാം കാലോ വശീകൃസൃജ്യ വിസർഗശക്തി ചക്രേ വിസൃഷ്ടമജയേശ്വര ഷോഡശാരേ നിഷ്പീഡ്യമാനമുപകർഷ വിഭോ പ്രപന്നം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മയാദിവി വിഭോഗില ദൃഷ്ണ്യമാനാം ആയുശ്രിയോ വിഭോമിച്ചതി അഞ്ജനോയം യസ്മൽപിതു കുപിതഹാസു വിജൃംഭിതഭ്രൂ വിസ്ഫൂർജിതേന ലുലിദാസതുമേ നിരസ്താഹ തസ്മാദമുസ്തനുപൃതാമഹമാശിഷോജ്ഞ ആയുശ്രിയം വിഭവമൈന്ദ്രിയമാ വിരിഞ്ചാൽ നേച്ഛാമി ദേവി ലുലിതാനുരു വിക്രമേണ കാലാത്മനോപനയമാം നിജഭൃത്യപാർശ്വം കുത്രാശിഷാ ശ്രുതിസുഖാ മൃഗദൃഷ്ണിരൂപ ക്വേദം കളേപരമശേഷരുചാം വിരോഹാം നിർവിദ്യതേ നദുജനോ യദഭീതി വിദ്വാൻ കാമാനലം മധുലവൈഷമയാം ദരാവൈ ക്വാഹം രജപ്രഭാമീശതമോധിയേസ്മിൻ ജാതസ്വരേതരകുലേജ കുത്വതവാനുകമ്പം ന ബ്രഹ്മണോ നദുഭവസ്യ ന വൈരമായാം യന്മേർപ്പിത ശിരസി പത്മകരപ്രസാദാം നൈഷാപരാവരമതിർഭവതോ നനുസ്യാൽ ജന്തോർയഥാത്മസുഹൃതോ ജഗതസ്തഥാപി സംസേവയാ സുരതരോരിവദേ പ്രസാദം സേവാനുരൂപമുദയോ ന പരാവരത്വം ഏവം ജനം നിപനിതം പ്രഭവാഹി കൂപേ കാമാഭികാമമനിയ പ്രബദൽ പ്രസംഗാൽ കൃത്വാത്മസാൽ സുരർഷിണ ഭഗവൻ ഗൃഹീത സോഹം കഥം നു വിസൃജേതവ ഭൃത്യസേവാം മൽപ്രാണരക്ഷണമനന്തപിതുർവധശ്ച മന്യേ സുഭൃത്തി കൃഷിവാക്യമൃതം വിധാതം ഖഡ്ഗം പ്രഗൃഹേതവോ വജതസു ത്വാമീശ്വരോ മതപരോ മധുഖം ഹരാമി
ഏകസ്തുമേവ ജഗത് ഏതമുഷയൽത്വം ആദ്യന്തയോ പൃഥകവസ്യസി മധ്യതശ്ച സൃഷ്ട്വാ ഗുണവ്യതികരം നിജമായ ഏതം നാനൈവ ധൈരവസിതസ്തതനു പ്രവിഷ്ടാഹ ത്വം വായുധം സരസദീശു ഭവാം സ്തതോന്യോ മായാത്മപരബുദ്ധിരിയം ഹ്യപാർത്ഥ യദ്യസ്യ ജന്മനിധനം സ്ഥിതിരീക്ഷണം ചം തദ്വേതദൈവ സുകാലവദഷ്ടിതർവോം യസ്യേതമാത്മി ജഗദ്വിലയാംഭുമധ്യേ ശേഷേത്മനാ നിജസുഖാനുഭവോ നിരീഹ യോഗേന മീലിത ദൃഗാൽപനിബീത നിദ്രം സ്തുര്യേ സ്ഥിതോ നതു തമോ ന ഗുണാംശ്ച യുങ്ക്ഷേ തസ്യൈവ ദേവവുരിതം നിജകാലശക്ത്യ സഞ്ചോദിത പ്രകൃതിധർമ്മണമാൽപഗൂഢം അംബസ്യ അനന്തശയനാദ്വിരമൽ സമാധിർ നാഭേരഭൂൽ സുഗണികാവടവൻ മഹാബ്ജം തൽസംഭവ കവിരതോന്യതാം പശ്യമാനസ്വാം ബീജമാത്മനി മതം സുബഹിർവിചിന്യ നാവിന്ദദബ്ദശതമപ്സു നിമജ്ജമാനോ ജാതേങ്കുരേ കതമു മഹോബലഭേദബീജം സത്വാത്മയേനി വിരതി വിസ്മിതമാസ്തിദോബ്ജം കാലേന തീവ്രതപസാ പരിശുദ്ധഭാവ ത്വമാത്മനേഷ ഭുവി ഗന്ധമിവാദിസൂക്ഷ്മം ഭൂതേന്ദ്രയാശയമയേ വിതതം ദദർശ ഏവം സഹസ്രവദനാം കൃഷിരക്കരോരു നാസാസ്യ കർണനയനാഭരണായുധാഢ്യം മായാമയം സദുബലേക്ഷിര സന്നിവേശം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മഹാപുരുഷമാപമുദം വിരിഞ്ചാഹ തസ്മൈ ഭവാൻ ഹരശിരസ്തനുവംശ വിബ്രത് ദേദ്രുഭാവതി ബലോ മധുകൈഢഭാഖ്യോ അത്വാനയ ചുതിഗുണാം സുരജസ്തമശ്ച സത്വം തവ പ്രേതമന്ദനു മാമനന്ദി ഇത്തം നൃതീരി കൃഷിദേവജഷാവതാരേർ ലോകാൻവിഭാവ്യ സിഹംസിജകൽ പ്രദീപാൻ ധർമ്മം മഹാവൃഷപാസിയുഗാനുവൃത്തം ചന്നക്കലോ യഥഭവ സ്ത്രീബോധ സത്വം നൈതന്മനസ്തവ കഥാസുവിഗുണ്ഠനാഥ സംപ്രീയദേ ദുരിതദുഷ്ടം സാധു തീവ്രം കാമാതുരം ഹർഷശോകപയേഷണാർത്ഥം തസ്മിൻ ഗതം തവ ഗതിം വിമൃശാമി ദീനാം ജിഹ്വൈ ഗതോച്യുത വികർഷതി മാ വിതൃപ്ത ശിഷ്ണോന്യതസ്തു കുതിരം ശ്രവണം കുതശ്ചിൽ ഘ്രാണോന്യതശ്ച ബലദൃക്വജ കർമ്മശക്തിർ ബഹ്വസ്സപത്നമിവ ഗേഹപതിം ലുനന്ദി ഏവം സ്വകർമ്മപതിതം ഭവ വൈതരണ്യാം അന്യോന്യജന്മമരണാശനഭീതഭീതം പശ്യഞ്ജനം സ്വബല വിഗ്രഹവൈരമൈത്രം ഹന്തേതി ചാരചരബീ പ്രഹിമൂഢമധ്യാം കോന്യത്ര ദേഗില ഗുരോ ഭഗവൻ പ്രയാസം ഉത്താരനേസി ഭവസംഭവലോപഹേതോ മൂഢേഷു വൈ മഹദനുഗ്രഹമാർത്ഥബന്ധോ കിം തേന ദേ പ്രിയജനാനുസേനദാം നൈവോദ്വിജ പരേ ദുരത്തയ വൈതരണ്യം തദ്വീര്യഗായന മഹാമൃതമഗ്നചിത്താഹ ശോചേതതോ വിമുഖചേതസമിന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥ മായാസുഖായ ഭരമുദ്ധഹതോ വിമൂഢാൻ പ്രായേണ ദേവമുനയാസോ വിമുക്തികാമ മൗനം ചരന്തി വിജനേന പരാർത്ഥനിഷ്ഠ നൈതാൻ വിഹായ കൃപണാൻ വിമുമുക്ഷമേകോ നാന്യം ത്വദസ്യ ശരണം ഭ്രമതോനുപശ്യേം യന്മൈഥുനാതിഗ്രഹമേതി സുഖം ഹിതുച്ഛം കണ്ടൂയ യേന കരയോരിവ ദുഃഖദുഃഖം തൃപ്യന്നിനേഹ കൃപണാ ബഹുദുഃഖവാച കണ്ടോ ദിവൻ മനസിജം വിഷഹേതധീരാഹ മൗനം വ്രതശുഗതബോധ്യേന സ്വധർമ്മം വ്യാഖ്യാരഹോ ജപസമാധയമാപവർഗ്യം പ്രായപരം പുരുഷദേ ത്വചിതേന്ദ്രിയാണാം വാർത്താഭവന്തിരുന്ന വാതൃദുതാംഭികാനം രൂപേ ഇമേ സദസദീതവദേവ സൃഷ്ടേ ബീജാംഗുരാ വിവർണജാന്യതരൂപകസ്യ യുക്താ സമക്ഷം ഉഭയത്ര വിചിന്യതേ ത്വാം യോഗേന വന്യവിവദാരുഷു നാന്യതസ്യാൽ ത്വം വായുരഗ്നിര അവനിർവിയത് അമ്പുമാത്രം പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹൃദയം ചതനുഗ്രഹശ്ച സർവം ത്വമേവ സഗുണോ വിഗുണശ്ച ഭൂമൻ നാന്യൽ ത്വദസ്തഭിമനോ വചസാ നിരുക്തം നൈതേ ഗുണാനുഗുണിനോ മഹദാദയോ യേ സർവേ മനഃപ്രമൃതയാ സഹ ദേവമർത്യാം ആദ്യന്തവന്തമുരുഗായ വിദന്തി ഹീ ത്വാം ഏവം വിമർശ്യ സുധിയോ വിരമന്തി ശബ്ദാൽ നമസ്തുതികർമ്മഭൂജ കർമ്മസ്മൃതിശ്ചരണയോ ശ്രവണം കഥായം സംസേവയാ ത്വയി വിനീരിഷടങ്കയാ കിം ഭക്തിം ജന പരമഹംസഗതോ ലഭേദാ ശ്രീനാരദവാച ഏതദ്വർണിത ഗുണോ ഭക്ത്യാ ഭക്തേന നിർഗുണ പ്രഹ്ലാദം പ്രണതം പ്രീതോ ഇതമന്യരഭാഷത ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച പ്രഹ്ലാദഭദ്രഭദ്രം ദേ പ്രീതോഹം ദേ അസുരോത്തമ വരം മ്രീഷ്വാഭിമതം കാമപൂരോസ്മ്യഹം നൃണാം മാമപ്രീണതമായുഷ്മൻ ദർശനം ദുർലഭം ഹിമേ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മാമ പുനർജന്തു ആത്മാനം തത്വമർഹതി പ്രീണന്തി ഹതമാം ധീര സർവഭാവേന സാധവ ശ്രേയസ്കാമ മഹാഭാഗ സർവകാമ സർവാസാമാശിഷം പതിം एवं प्रलोभ्यमानोऽपि वनेन लोकप्रलोभनै एकान्तित्वात्मभगवती नैचलदान असुरोत्तमादि श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायां सप्तमस्कन्धे प्रह्लादचरिते भगवत्स्तवो नाम नामोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द. सो that was Prahlada's prayers. Every single word in that prayer is filled with bhakti, jnanam and vairagyam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam you wouldn't find a prayer higher than Prahlada's prayers. The beauty of Prahlada's prayers is to that extent it is accepted by the great personalities, great acharyas, devotees. They all give a lot of importance to Prahlada's prayers. Mainly because Prahlada, although born in a very demoniac and difficult situation, the realization he had, you can't compare that with anyone else. Only with such a depth of realization, one could speak in this way to Narasimhamurti. Shuka Brahmarshi has actually glorified Prahlada in several instances. But you can see here that in the after this Prahlada's prayers, Narasimhamurti disappears. Narasimhamurti disappears. And Prahlada Baddha Vidyande Pridohamde Asuratama Varam Pranishwa Abhimadam Kamakurosmi Ham Nranam. So immensely pleased with Prahlada's bhakti, Narasimhamurti disappears. And in the next chapter, after he disappeared from there, Krishna has to act because of the problems what the three asuras, Tripuras, have created, what we have just spoken, and we'll read that chapter now. Sri Rajari Swamiji says there, Dashami tu anugrihyamam bhaktam andarhide harau prasangal harina rudre krudo anugraham iriyade. After Sridhar Swami says here, after he blessed his devotee and Narasimhamurti has disappeared, then Krishna's mercy to Lord Shiva. Tadevam dashabir jnanam bhakti yoga udirito adha panjabir adhyaye karma yoganu varnade. Up to this point, these 10 chapters spoke about jnanam and bhakti. Up to this, it is all what you find in Prahlada's prayers is jnanam and bhakti. And these 10 chapters till now, totally there are 15 chapters in this 7th canto. These first 10 chapters is to glorify the process of knowledge and process of bhakti. These two things you will find in Prahlada's prayers. Jnanam and bhakti you will find in the Prahlada's prayers. Prahlada's prayers you will find jnanam and bhakti. So, from now on, the remaining 5 chapters is about karma. Karma. Because when one executes karma yoga properly, that is when chitta shuddhi comes. Purification comes to one. And when one has chitta shuddhi, that is when bhakti and jnanam develops in the heart. That is the fundamental principle. So, in this 5 chapters, Varnashrama Dharmam. Varnashrama Dharmam is another name for Karma Yoga. If you understand the principle of Varnashrama Dharmam, you will realize that it's not much different than Karma Yoga, what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Karma Yoga in practice is Varnashrama Dharmam. Varnashrama Dharmam is the gross side of that. Karma Yoga is the subtle principle of that. So, that is why you will notice here, in this 10th chapter, you're going to see that. Shri Narada Vacha Bhakti Yoga Siddhal Sarvam Andhara Aidayar Bhaga Manyamana Ukrishi Gesham Smayamana Muvacha Prahlada Vacha മാം പ്രലോഭയോൽപത്യ ആസക്തം കാമേഷു ദൈർവരൈ തത്സംഗമീതോ നർവിണോ മുമുക്ഷുസ്വാം ഉപാശ്രിതാഹം വൃത്തിലക്ഷണ ജിജ്ഞാസുർ ഭക്തം കാമേഷ ചോദയൽ ഭവാൻ സംസാര ബീജേഷു ഹൃദയഗ്രന്ഥിഷു പ്രഭോ നാന്യധാതി ഗുരു ഘടേത കരുണാത്മന യസ്തമാശിഷമാശാസ്തേ നസഭൃത്യാസവൈവണിക് ആശാസാനോ നവൈ ഭൃത്യം സ്വാമിന്യാശിഷമാത്മന ന സ്വാമീ ഭൃത്യത സ്വാമ്യം ഇച്ഛന്യോരാദിജാശിഷാം അഹം ത്വാ കാമസ്വൽഭക്തം സ്വം ച സ്വാമ്യനമാശ്രയ നാന്യദേഹാവയോരർത്ഥോ രാജസേവകയോരിവാം ഇതി രാസീഷമേ കാമാൻ വരാം സ്വംവരദർഷഭ കാമാനാം ഹൃദയ സംരോഹം ഭവത സ്തുവർണീവരം ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി മനഃപ്രാണം ആത്മാധർമ്മോ ധൃതിർമതി ഹ്രീ ശ്രീ തേജസ്മൃതി സത്യം യസ്യാ നശ്യന്തി ജന്മനാ വിമുഞ്ചതി യദാ കാമാൻ മാനവോ മനസി സ്ഥിതാൻ തർഹേവ പുണ്ഡരീകാക്ഷ ഭഗവത്വായ കൽപ്പതേ നമോ ഭഗവതേ തുഭ്യം പുരുഷായ മഹാത്മനെ ഹരയേ അത്ഭുതസിംഹായ ബ്രഹ്മണേ പരമാത്മനെ ശ്രീ നൃസിംഹ ഉവാച നൈകാന്തിനോമേമൈ ജാത്യുഹാശിഷ ആശാസദേ മുത്തകയേ ഭവദ്വിത അഥാഭിമന്യുന്തരമേ തദത്ര ദൈത്യേശ്വരാണാം അനുപുംക്ഷ ഭോഗാൻ കഥാമദീയം ജുഷമാണ പ്രിയ സ്വമാവേശ മാം ആത്മനി സന്തമേകം സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു യജ്ഞമീശം യജസ്വയോഗേന ച കർമ്മഹിന്വൻ ബോഗേന പുണ്യം കുശലേന പാപം കളേബരം കാലജവേന ഹിത്വാ കീർത്തിം വിശുദ്ധാം സുരലോകഗീതാം വിതായ മാമേഷ്യസി മുക്തബന്ധാം യ ഏതൽ കീർത്തയന്മഹ്യം ത്വയാ ഗീതമിദം നര ത്വചമാം ചാസ്മരൻ കാലേ കർമ്മബന്ധാൽ പ്രമുച്യതേം പ്രഹ്ലാദോവാചാം വരം വരയമേതൽ തേ വരദേശാൻ മഹേശ്വര യദനിന്ദൽപിതാമേ ത്വം അവിദ്വാം സ്തേജമൈശ്വരം വിദ്ധാമർഷയാ സാക്ഷാൽ സർവലോകഗുരും പ്രഭും ഭ്രാതൃഹേതി മൃഷാ ദൃഷ്ടി സ്തുൽഭക്തേ മൈ ചാഖവാൻ തസ്മാൽ പിതാമേ പൂയേദം ദുരന്താ ദുസ്തരാദഖാൽ പൂതസ്തേ മാംഗസം ദൃഷ്ടസ്തദാ കൃപണവത്സലാം ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാചാം ത്രിസപ്തമി പിതാ ഭൂത പിതൃവി സഹദേ നഖ യൽ സാധോസ് ഗൃഹേ ജാതോ ഭവാന്വൈ കുലഭാവന യത്രയത്ര ജമൽഭക്ത പ്രശാന്ത സമദർശിന സാധവാ സമുദാചാരസ്തേ പൂയന്ത്യപി കീകടാഹ സർവാത്മനാഹിംസന്തി ഭൂതഗ്രാമേഷു കിഞ്ചന ഉച്ചാവജേഷു ദൈത്യേന്ദ്ര മൽഭാവേന ഗതസ്പൃഹാം ഭവന്തി പുരുഷാ ലോകേ മൽഭക്താസ്ത്വാമനുവ്രതാം ഭവാൻ മേഖലു ഭക്താനാം സർവേഷാം പ്രതിരൂപദൃക് കുരുത്വം പ്രേതകാര്യാണി പിതുഭൂതസ്യ സർവശാം മദംഗസ്പർശനേന അംഗ ലോകാന്യാസ്യതി സുപ്രജാം പിത്രം ജസ്ഥാനമാദിഷ്ട യഥോക്തം ബ്രഹ്മവാദിഭി മയ്യാവേശമനസ്താത കുരുകർമാണി മൽപരാം ശ്രീ നാരദ ഉവാച പ്രഹ്ലാദോ വിദദാ ചക്രേ പിതുർയൽ സാംബരായികം യഥാഹ ഭഗവാൻ രാജൻ അഭിഷിക്തോ ദ്വിജോത്തമൈ പ്രസാദ സുമുഖം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ബ്രഹ്മാനരഹരിം ഹരിം സ്തുത്വാ വാഗ്ഭി പവിത്രാവി പ്രാഹദേവാദിവിർവൃത ബ്രഹ്മോവാച ദേവദേവാഖിലാധ്യക്ഷ ഭൂതഭാവന പൂർവജ ദുഷ്ട്യാദേ നിഹിത പാപോ ലോകസന്താപനോസുരാം യോസോ ലബ്ധവരോ മത്തോ നവധ്യോ മമ സൃഷ്ടിഭി തപയോഗബലോ നദ്ദ സമസ്ത നിഗമാനഹൻ ദുഷ്ട്യാ സദനയ സാധുർ മഹാഭാഗവതോർഭക ത്വയാ വിമോചിതോ മൃത്യ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ത്വാം സമിതോധുനാം ഏതദ്ഭൂസ്തേ ഭഗവൻ ധ്യായത പ്രേതാത്മന സർവതോ ഗോപ്തൃസംത്രാസാൻ മൃത്യോരഭി ജിഹാം സദാ ശ്രീ നൃസിംഹ ഉവാചാം നൈവം വരേ സുരാണാം തേ പ്രദേയ പത്മസംഭവ വരക്രൂരനിസർഗാണാം അഹീനാമൃതം യഥാ ശ്രീ നാരദോവാച ഇത്യുക്ത്വാ ഭഗവാൻ രാജം തത്രൈവ അന്തർദ്ധദേ ഹരി അദൃശ്യ സർവഭൂതാനാം പൂജിത പരമേഷ്ഠിനാം തദസംപൂജ്യ ശിരസാവ വന്ദേ പരമേഷ്ഠിനം ഭവം പ്രജാപതീം ദേവാൻ പ്രഹ്ലാദോ ഭഗവൽകുലാം തദ കാവ്യാദിഭി സാർദ്ധം മുനിഭി കമലാസന ദൈത്യാനാം ദാനവാനാം ച പ്രഹ്ലാദമകരോൽപതിം പ്രതിനന്ദ്യതോ ദേവ പ്രയുജ്യ പരമാശിഷ സ്വധാമാനിയയൂ രാജൻ ബ്രഹ്മാദ്യാ പ്രതിപൂജിതാം ഏവം ദൌ പാർഷദോ വിഷ്ണു പുത്രത്വം പ്രാപിതൌ ദിദേ ഹൃദിസ്ഥിതേന ഹരിണ വൈരഭാവേന തൌ ഹതൌ പുനശ്ച വിപ്രശാപേന രാക്ഷസൌ ദോ ബഭൂവതു കുംഭകർണദശഗ്രീവാ ഹതൌ ദോ രാമവിക്രമൈ
ശയാനോ ഇതി നിർഭിന്നം ഹൃദയ ഹൃദയോ രാമസായകൈ തച്ചിത്തോ ജഹദുർദേഹം യഥാ പ്രാർത്ഥന ജന്മനി താവിഹാദ പുനർജാതോ ശിശുബാലകരൂഷജോ ഹരോ വൈരാനുബന്ധേന പശ്യതസ്തേ സമീയതു യേന പൂർവകൃതം യത്ര രാജാന കൃഷ്ണവൈരിണാം ജഹുസ്തുതന്ദേ തദാത്മാനം കീടപേശസ്കൃതോ യഥാ യഥാ ഭഗവതോ ഭക്ത്യാ പരമഭയാഭിതാ നിർവാശ്ചൈദ്യാദയ സാത്മ്യം ഹരേ തച്ചിന്തയായേയും ആഖ്യാനം സമമേതൽത്തെ ത്വന്മാം ത്വം പരിപൃഷ്ടവാൻ ധമഘോഷസുതാദീനാം ഹരേ സാത്മ്യമവിദ്ദുഷാം ഏഷാ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യദേവസ്യ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ ച മഹാത്മന അവതാരകഥാ പുണ്യ വധോ യത്ര ആദിദൈത്യയോഃ പ്രഹ്ലാദസ്യ അനുചരിതം മഹാഭാഗവതസ്യ ച ഭക്തിർജ്ഞാനം വിരക്തിശ്ച യഥാൽപ്യം ജാസ്യ വൈ ഹരേ സർഗസ്ഥിതിപേശ്യസ്യ ഗുണകർമാനുവർണനം പരാവരേഷം സ്ഥാനാനം കാലേ ലഭ്യതേയോ മഹാൻ ധർമ്മോ ഭാഗവതാനാം ച ഭഗവാനേന്യഗമ്യതേ ആഖ്യാനേസ്മിൻ സമാംനാദ ആധ്യാത്മികമശേഷത ഏതൽ പുണ്യമാഖ്യാനം വിഷ്ണോ ബീജോപബ്രംഹിതം കീർത്തയേ ശ്രദ്ധയാ ശ്രുത്വാ കർമ്മഭാഷേരുമുച്യതേ ഏതദ്യമാദിപുരുഷ്യ സ്മൃഗേന്ദ്രലീലം ദൈത്യേന്ദ്രയൂതപവധം പ്രേത പഠേത ദൈത്യാത്മജസദാം പ്രവരസ്യ പുണ്യം ശ്രുത്വാനുഭാവമകുതോ ഭയമേതി ലോകം യൂയം ലോകേപിത ഭൂരിഭാഗം ലോകം പുനാമുനയോ പുനാനാമുനയോ ഭിയന്തി യേഷാം ഗൃഹാണാം വസതീതി സാക്ഷാൽ ഗുണംബരം ബ്രഹ്മ മനുഷ്യലിംഗം സവായം ബ്രഹ്മ മഹദ്രുമിന്റെ കൈവല്യ മഹദ് വിമൃഗ്യ കൈവല്യ നിർവാണ സുഖാനുഭൂതി പ്രിയ സുഹൃദ്വഖലു മാതരേയം ആത്മാർഹണീയോ വിധികൾ വിധികൾ ഗുരുശ്ചാം നയസ്യ സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവത്പജാതിരൂപം ധിയാം വസ്തുതയോപവർണിതം മൗനേന ഭക്തിയോപശമേന പൂജിതം പ്രസീദതാമേഷ സത്വതാം പതി സ ഏഷ ഭഗവാൻ രാജൻ വ്യതനോദ്യുഹതം യശ പുരാരുദ്രസദേവസ്യ മയേനാനന്ദമായിനാം രാജോവാച കസ്മിൻ കർമ്മണി ദേവസ്യ മയോഹഞ്ചലഗതീഷിതു യഥാചോപചിതാകീർത്തി കൃഷ്ണേ നാനേന കഥ്യതാം ശ്രീനാരദോവാച നിർജിതാമസുരാദേവ യുദ്ധീനേനോപബ്രംഹിതയമായിനാം പരമാചാര്യം മയം ശരണമായു സ നിർമായ പുരസ്തിസ്രോ ഹൈമീയോപായസീർവിഭു ദുർലക്ഷ്യമായ സംയോഗം ദുർവിതർക്ക പരീക്ഷത താപിസ്തേ അസുരസേന അന്യോലോകാം ശ്രീൻസേശ്വരാ നൃവ സ്മരന്തോ നാശയാൻ ചക്രു പൂർവൈരമലക്ഷിത തദസ്തേശ്വരാലോക ഉപാസാദ്യേശ്വരം വിഭോ ഇത്രാഹിതസ്ഥാവകാം ദേവ വിനഷ്ടാം സ്ത്രിപുരാലയെ അഥാനുഗ്രഹി ഭഗവാൻ ഭഗവാൻ മാ ബൈഷ്ടേതി സുരാൻ വിഭു ശരം ധനുഷി സന്ധായ സുരേഷ പരേഷസ്ത്രം വിമുഞ്ചത തദോഗ്നിവർണാമിഷമത്തുൽപേതു സൂര്യമണ്ഡലാൽ യഥാമയുഗസന്തോഹോ നാദൃശ്യന്തേ പുരോയത തൈസ്പൃഷ്ടാമ്യസമസർവേ നിബേദുസ്മ പുരോഗസ താനാനീയ മഹായോഗി മയകൂപരസേ ക്ഷിവൽ സിദ്ധാമൃതരസസ്പൃഷ്ട വജ്രസാരാമഹൗജസ ഉത്തസ്തു മേഖലദലന വൈദ്യുതാമിവന്നയ വിലോക്യ ഭഗ്നസങ്കൽപ്പം വിമനസ്കം വൃഷധ്വജം ദദായം ഭഗവാൻ വിഷ്ണു തത്രോപായമകൽപ്പയാൽ വത്സമാസീത്തദാ ബ്രഹ്മ സ്വയം വിഷ്ണുലയം ഹി ഗൗ പ്രവിശ്വരപുരം കാലേ രസകൂപാമൃതം പപൗ തിസുരാഹി വിവശ്യന്തോ ന്യഷേദന്വിമോഹിത തദ്വിജ്ഞായ മഹായോഗി രസബാലാനിതം ജഗൗ സ്വയം വിശോകശോകാർത്ഥം സ്മരൻ ദൈവഗതിം ചതാം ദേവാസുരോ നരോന്യോ വാ ഈശ്വരോ സ്തിഹ കശ്ചന ആത്മന്യോന്യസ്യ വാദിഷ്ടം ദൈവേനോപഹിതം ദ്വയോ അഥാസോ ശക്തിഭിഃ സ്വാമി ശംഭോ പ്രാഥനികം വ്യഥാൽ ധർമ്മജ്ഞാന വിരക്തിർദ്ധ തപോ വിദ്യാക്രിയാദിഭി രഥം സൂതം ധ്വജം വാഹാം ധനുർം മമ ധനുർവർമ്മ ശരാദിയൽ സന്നദ്ധോരഥമാസ്ഥായ ശരം ദാനുപാദതേ ശരം ധനുഷി സന്ധായ മുഹൂർത്തേ അഭിജിതീശ്വര ദദാഹദേന ദുർഭേദ്യ ഹരോധതൃപുരോ നവ ദിവിദുന്ധുവയോ നേ ദുർവിമാന ശതസങ്കുല ദേവർഷി പിതൃസുദ്ധേശ ജയേതി കുസുമോൽക്കരേ അവാഗിരഞ്ജഹുർഘൃഷ്ട നന്ദൃദുശ്ചാപ്സരോഗണ ഏവം ദഗ്ധ്വാ പുരസ്തിസ്രോ ഭഗവാൻ പുരഹ നൃപ ബ്രഹ്മാദിഭിഃ സ്തൂയമാനം സ്വധാമ പ്രത്യപദ്യത ഏവം വിധാന്യസ്യ ഹരേ സ്വമായയാം വിടംബമാനസ്യ നൃലോകമാത്മന വീര്യാണി ഗീതാനിഷിഭിർ ജഗദ്ഗുരോർലോകാൻ പുനാൻ അന്യവരം വദാമി കിം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ദേ യുധിഷ്ഠിരനാരദ സംവാദേ ത്രിപുര വിജയോ നാമ ദശമോധ്യായം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ദിസ് ഈസ് ബേസിക്കലി ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റോറി ഓഫ് ത്രിപുര ദഹനം ദിസ് ത്രിപുര ദഹനം ലോർഡ് ശിവാസ് ത്രീ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ദ ത്രിപുരാസ് ആൻഡ് ഹൗ they couldn't be killed by anyone else except Lord Shiva and how Krishna has facilitated that for them for Shiva to kill these three dear devotees of Shiva the Tripuras That is the story what we have spoken before. On the other side, these three Tripuram, what exactly they refers to? In the story it is Tripuram. Actually these three Purams is our Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, three states. How, with Krishna's help, we break through these three states and come out into the fourth state, which is called Turiyam state or self-realization. That message, that how to break through the three states of vacant state, dream state and the deep sleep, in which we are always present, moving from one to another. Breaking out from these three states and coming to the state of self-realization is spoken in the story form in this Tripuradahanam. Tripuradahanam story is referring to that. This is the opinion of the many great commentators on the Bhagavatam. That because those three states in which we are, that means while you are in the three states, you are under the influence of Maya. Isn't it? Most material nature is working. Sattvagunam, Rajagunam, Tamagunam. So, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, three modes of material nature present in us at the moment in the form of vacant state, dream state and deep sleep. How one can come out of that? That story is spoken in a story form like this. That principle is spoken in a story form in this Tripura story. Now we move on to the next topic, which is the Varnashrama Dharma. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, as I mentioned before, the only reason for talking about Varnashrama Dharma here in the Bhagavatam is because Varnashrama Dharma creates Chitta Shuddhi in a person. Chitta Shuddhi facilitates, or Chitta Shuddhi gives the opportunity to develop spiritual knowledge and bhakti. Bhakti and knowledge, bhakti and jnanam. So for bhakti and jnanam to develop, how important it is Varnashrama Dharma. Because Varnashrama Dharma means, as I mentioned before, it is Karma Yogam. Karma Yogam, what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, is that is what is Varnashrama Dharma means actually. How to practically bring Karma Yogam into life is through Varnashrama Dharma. So that is the importance of here, that Karma Yogam, so Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna spoke Karma Yogam, knowing very well that Krishna himself says there, Chadurvarnim Mayasrishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasha. The Karma, Gunakarma Varnam and Ashramam, what he has created, in course of time, it will collapse. It will not stay. But the principle cannot go away. Principle still remains same. That is why Krishna's Karma Yogam is slightly different than the Karma Yogam what is spoken in the Vedas. In the Vedam, Karma Yogam is all referring to sacrifices. Rashyavedam, Yajasvayam. So many sacrifices, all relationship with the Karma Yogam. But Krishna's Karma Yogam, if you can see the principles that is spoken, that no matter whichever situation one is put into, still able to transform that into a Karma Yogam process. In that situation, Varnashrama Dharmam can help, and that is what it is spoken here. Ekadashe Nrinam Dharmam Sadharanyena Varnidam Visheshena Cha Varnana Mukhya Mukhyasya Yoshidam. Sridhara Swami says here that the ordinary Dharmam for all the human society, ordinary dharmam in normal life, and the special dharmam what one has to take into account while living in this world, and then the duty of the women, three dharma, all these things are spoken in this 11th chapter. Let's read through that. Shri Shuka Vacha Shrutve Hidam Sadhu Sapha Samajidam Mahatama Granyamuru Kramalpmana Yudhishthira Daityabadeer Mudayuda Papracabu yastanayam soyam bhuva Yudhishthira vacha Bhagaval chodumichami Nunam dharmam sanatanam Varnashrama jarayudam Yelpuman vindade param Bhavan prajapade sakshal Altmaja parameshtina Sudanam sammado brahmam Tapo yoga samadhivi Narayana vara vipra Dharmam guhyam param vidu Karuna sadhava shanda tadvida natatha pare Shri Narada vacham natva bhagavade jaya Loganam dharma hetave Vakshe sanadanam dharmam Narayana mukhashrutam Yo avadijatmano shena dakshayanyam tu dharmada Loganam sustaye dhyaste tapo badriga ashrame
ധർമ്മമൂലം ഹി ഭഗവാൻ സർവവേദമയോ ഹരി ശ്രുതം ജഗദ്വിദാം രാജന്യേന ചാൽപാ പ്രസീദതി സത്യം ദയാ തപ ശൗചം തിദീക്ഷേക്ഷാശമോധമ അഹിംസാ ബ്രഹ്മചര്യം ച ത്യാഗസ്വാധ്യായമാർജവം സന്തോഷാ സമദൃക്സേവ ഗ്രാമേഹോ പരമശ്ശനൈ നൃണാം വിപര്യയേ ഹേക്ഷ മൗനം ആത്മവിമർശനം അന്നാദ്യാദേശം വിഭാഗോ ഭൂതേഭ്യശ്ചേതാർഹത തേഷാത്മദേവരാ ബുദ്ധി സുതരാം നൃഷു പാണ്ഡവ ശ്രവണം കീർത്തനം ചാസ്യ സ്മരണം മഹദാം ഗദേ സേവേജ്യാവനദേ വൃന്ദാസ്യം സഖ്യം ആത്മസമർപ്പണം നൃണാമയം പരോ ധർമ്മ സർവേഷാം സുഹൃദാഹൃദ ത്രിംശല്ലക്ഷണവാൻ രാജൻ സർവാത്മാ യേന തുഷ്യതി സംസ്കാരോ യദ വിച്ഛിന്യാം സദ്വിജോജോ ജഗാദയം ഇജ്ജാ അദ്ദേനാനാനി വിഹിതാനി ദുജന്മനാം ജന്മകർമാവരാദാനാം ക്രിയാശാശ്രമചോദിതാ വിപ്രസ്യ മധ്യേനാദീനി ഷഡന്യാസാ പ്രതിഗ്രഹ രാജ്ഞോ വൃത്തിപ്രജാഗോപ്തോ അവിപ്രാദ്വാ കുരാദിവി വൈശ്യസ്തു വാർത്താ വൃത്തിശ്ച നിത്യം ബ്രഹ്മകുലാനുഗ ശൂദ്രസ്യ ദ്വിജ ശുശ്രൂഷ വൃത്തിശ്ച സ്വാമിനോ ഭവേൽ വാർത്താ വിചിത്രശാലീനം യാവരശിലോഞ്ജനം വിപ്രവൃത്തിശ്ചോർദ്ധേയം ശ്രേയസി ചോത്തരോത്തര ജഘന്യോ നൂത്തമാം വൃത്തി അനാപതി ഭജേന്നര ഹൃദി രാജന്യമാബൽസു സർവേഷാമപി സർവശ ഹൃദാമൃതാഭ്യാം ജീവേത മൃതേന പ്രമൃതേന വ സത്യാമൃതാഭ്യാം ജീവേത നശ്വവൃത്യാ കഥഞ്ചന ഹൃദമുച്ഛശിലം പ്രോക്തം അമൃതം യദയാചിതം മൃതം ദുനിത്യയാജ്ഞസ്യാൽ പ്രമൃതം കർഷണം സ്മൃതം സത്യം മൃതം ദുവാണിജ്യം ശ്വവൃത്തിർനീച സേവനം വർജയേൽതാം സദാ വിപ്രോ രാജന്യശ്ച ജുഗുപ്സിതം സർവദേവം ഏതമയോ വിപ്ര സർവദേവമയോ നൃപ ശമോതമസ്തവ ശൗചം സന്തോഷക്ഷാന്തിരാർജവം ജ്ഞാനം ദയാച്യുതാത്മത്വം സത്യം ച ബ്രഹ്മലക്ഷണം ശൗര്യം വീര്യം ധൃതി തേജം ത്യാഗമാത്മജയക്ഷമ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യതാ പ്രസാദശ്ച രക്ഷോജാക്ഷത്രലക്ഷണം ദേവകുർവച്യുതേ ഭക്തി സ്ത്രീവർഗപരിപോഷണം ആസ്തിക്യമുദ്യമോ നിത്യം നൈപുണം വൈശ്യലക്ഷണം ശൂദ്രസ്യ സംനതി ശൗചം സേവാ സ്വാമിന്യമായ അമന്ത്രയജ്ഞോ ഹ്യസ്തേയം സത്യം ഗോവിപ്രരക്ഷണം സ്ത്രീണാം ചുപതി ദേവാനാം തച്ഛുശ്രൂഷാനുകൂലതാം തദ്ബന്ധുഷനുവൃത്തിശ്ച നിത്യം തൽവ്രതധാരണം സമ്മാർജനോബലേഭാഭ്യാം ഗൃഹമണ്ഡലവർത്തനെ സ്വയം ച മണ്ഡിതാ നിത്യം പരിമൃഷ്ട പരിച്ഛദാ കാമൈരുച്ചാ വിജയ സാധ്വി പ്രശ്രയേണ ദമേന ച വാക്യൈ സത്യൈ പ്രിയൈ പ്രേംണ കാലേ കാലേ ഭജേൽപതിം സന്തുഷ്ടാലോലുപാരക്ഷ ധർമ്മജ്ഞ പ്രിയ സത്യവാക് അപ്രമത്താ ശുചി സ്നിഗ്ധവ പതിം തുപതിദം ഭജേൽ യാ പതിം ഹരിഭാവേന ഭജേ ശ്രീരിവ തൽപര ഹരി ആത്മനാ ഹരേർ ലോകേ പത്യാ ശ്രീരിവ മോദതേ വൃത്തിസങ്കരജാതീനാം തത്തൽ കുലകൃതാ ഭവേൽ അചൗരാണാം അഭാവാനാം അന്ത്യജാന്തേ അവസായിനാം പ്രായസ്വഭാവ വിഹിതോ നൃണാം ധർമ്മോ യുഗേ യുഗേ വേദദൃഗ്വിസ്മതോ രാജൻ പ്രേത്യ ചേഹജ ശർമ്മകൃൽ വൃത്യസ്വഭാവകൃതയാ വർത്തമാന സുകർമ്മകൃൽ ഹിത്വാ സ്വഭാവജം കർമ്മം ശനേ നിർഗുണതാമിയാൽ ഉപ്യമാനം മഹുക്ഷേത്രം സ്വയം നിർവീര്യതാമിയാൽ നഗൽപ്പതേ പുനഃസ്മൃത്യൈ ഉപ്തം ബീജജ നശ്യതി ഏവം കാമാശയം ചിത്തം കാമാനാമതിസേവയാ വിരജ്യേതയതാ രാജൻ അഗ്നിവൽ കാമബിന്ദുവി യസയല്ലക്ഷണം പ്രോക്തം പുംസോ വർണ്ണാഭിവ്യഞ്ജകം യദന്യത്ര വിദൃശ്യേത തൽത്തേനൈവ വിനിർദിശേൽ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ദേ ദിഷ്ടനാരദ സംവാദേ സദാചാരനിർണയോ നാമ ഏകാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ദാറ്റ് വാസ് ദി 11th ചാപ്റ്റർ ആൻഡ് ഇൻ ദി 12th ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മചാരീസ് ഡ്യൂട്ടി ആൻഡ് വാനപ്രസ്ഥസ് ഡ്യൂട്ടി ബ്രഹ്മചാരി ആശ്രമം ആൻഡ് വാനപ്രസ്ഥ ആശ്രമം ആൻഡ് general duty of all the four ashram that is discussed in this 12th chapter. Shri Narada Vacham Brahmachari Gurule Vasantando Gurorhidam
ആചരണ്ടാസവം നീചോ ഗുരോ സുദൃഢ സൗഹൃദ സായം പ്രാതരുപാസീത ഗുരുവജ്ഞർക്ക് സുരോത്തമൻ ഉഭയസന്ധ്യജയൻ വാഗ്ജമൻ ബ്രഹ്മസമാഹിത ഛന്ദാംസധീയത ഗുരോ ആഹൂതശ്ചേൽസുയന്ത്രിത ഉപക്രമേ അവസാനേ ച ചരണോ ശിരസാനമേൽ മേഖലാജനവാസാംസി ജഡദണ്ഡകമണ്ഡലോൻ വിദ്രിയാദുപവീതം ച ദർഭവാണി യഥോദിതം സായം പ്രായശ്ചരോ ശരേൽ ഭക്ഷം ഗുരവേ തന്നിവേദയൽ ഭുഞ്ചിതയദ്യനുജ്ഞാതോ നജ്ഞോ ചേതുപവസേൽ കുശിൽ സുശീലോമിത മുഗ്ധക്ഷാം ശ്രദ്ധദാനോചിതേന്ദ്രിയ യാവദർത്ഥം വ്യവഹരേൽ സ്ത്രീഷു സ്ത്രീ നിർജിതേഷു ച വർജയേൽ പ്രമദാഘാതം അഗൃഹസ്ഥോ ബൃഹദ്വ്രത ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി പ്രമാധീനി ഹരന്ത്യവി യഥേർമന കേശപ്രസാധനോന്മർദ്ദം സ്നമനാഭ്യഞ്ജനാധികം ഗുരുസ്ത്രേഭേർ യുവതിവി കാരയെന്നാത്മനോ ഇവ നന്വഗ്നി പ്രമദാനാമ ഗൃതകുംഭസമപ്പുവാൻ സുതാമവിരഹോ ജഹ്യ അന്യതായാവതർത്തകൾ കൽപ്പയിത്വാത്മനായാവതാഭാസമിതമീശ്വര ദ്വൈതം ധാവന്നവരമേൽ തഥോഹ്യസ്യ വിപര്യയ ഏതൽ സർവം ഗൃഹസ്ഥസ്യ സമാംനാദം യദേരവി ഗുരുവൃത്തിവികൽപേന ഗൃഹസ്ഥസ്യർത്തുഗാമിനം അഞ്ജനാഭ്യഞ്ജനോന്മർദ്ദം സ്രവലേഖാമിഷം മധു ശ്രഗ്ന്ധലേ ബാലങ്കാരം സ്ത്യജയേതൃത ഉഷിത്വം ഗുരുഗുരേതി ചോദിത്യ അവബുദ്ധിച്ച ത്രയീം സാങ്കോമനിഷദം യാവദർത്ഥം യഥാബലം ദത്വാവരമനുജ്ഞാതോ ഗുരോ കാമം യദീശ്വര ഗൃഹം വനം വാ പ്രവിശേൽ പ്രവ്രജേൽ തത്രാവാവസേൽ അഗ്നോ ഗുരാവാത്മനീജ സർവഭൂതേഷു ദോക്ഷജം ഭൂതൈ സ്വധാമ വിപശ്യേത പ്രവിഷ്ടം പ്രവിഷ്ടവേൽ ഏവം വിദോ ബ്രഹ്മചാരി വാനപ്രസ്ഥോ യതിർഗൃഹി ചരദ്വിനിത വിജ്ഞാനം പരം ബ്രഹ്മാധിഗച്ഛതി വാനപ്രസ്ഥസ്യ വക്ഷ്യാമി നേമാൻ മുനി സമ്മതാൻ യാനാദിഷ്ടൻ മുയർഗച്ഛൻ ഋഷിലോകമിഹാഞ്ചസ നൃഷ്ട പശ്യമശ്നീയാത കൃഷ്ടം പശാപ്യകാലത അഗ്നിപക്വമഥാം വ അർക്കപക്വമുദാഹരേൽ വന്യേശ്വരപുരോടാശാൻ നിർവബേൽ കാലചോദിതാൻ ലബ്ധേ നവേ നവേന്നാദ്യ അന്നാദ്യേ പുരാണം പരിത്യജേൽ അഗ്നിർത്ഥഭവേ ശരണമുടജം വാദ്രികന്ധരാം ശ്രേയദഹിമവായുഗ്നി വർഷാർക്കർക്കതപശ്വാട് സ്വയം കേശരോമശ്മദശ്മശ്രോ അമലാനിജയലോദ്ധകൽ കുമണ്ഡലജുനേദണ്ഡവൽക്കലാഗ്നി പരിച്ഛദാൻ ശരേധ്വനി ദ്വാദശാബ്ദാം നഷ്ടോ വാചതുരോ മുനി ദ്വാവേഗം വാ യഥാബുദ്ധിർ നവിപദ്ധ്യത കൃച്ഛ്രത യഥാ കൽപ്പസ്വക്രിയായാം വ്യാധിബിർജരയാഥവാ അന്വീക്ഷിക്കാം വാ വിദ്യായാം കുര്യാദ് അശനാധികം ആത്മന്യഗ്നിൻ സമാരോപ്യ സന്യസ്യ അഹം മമാത്മതാം കാരണേഷു ന്യസേൽ സമ്യക് സംഘാതം തു യഥാർഹത ഖേ ഖാനി വായോ നിശ്വാസാം തേജസ്സൂഷ്മാണമാത്മവാൻ അപ്സസൃക്ഷ്മേഷ്മ ഭൂയാനി ക്ഷിതോ ശേഷം യഥോത്ഭവം വാചമഗ്നോ സവക്തവ്യാം ഇന്ദ്രേ ശില്പം കരാവപി പദാനി ഗത്യാ വയസിരത്യോപസ്ഥം പ്രജാപതോ മൃത്യോപായം വിസർഗം ച യഥാസ്ഥാനം വിനിർദ്ദിശേൽ ദിക്ഷുശ്രോത്രം സനാദേന സ്പർശമധ്യാത്മനീത്വജം രൂപാണി ചക്ഷുഷാരാജൻ ജ്യോതിഷ അഭിനിവേശയൽ അപ്സു പ്രചേതസാ ജിഹ്വാം ഘ്രേയേർ ഘ്രാണം ക്ഷിതൗന്യസേൽ മനോമനോരഥേശ്ചന്ദ്രേ ബുദ്ധിം ബോധേകവൗപരേ കർമാണ്യധ്യാത്മനോരുദ്രേ യദഹം മമതാക്രിയ സത്വേന ചിത്തം ക്ഷേത്രജ്ഞേ ഗുണർവൈകാരികം പരേ അപ്തുക്ഷിതിമപോജ്യോതിഷ്യദ്യോ വായോ നഭസ്യമം കൂടസ്ഥേ തച്ഛമഹതി തദവ്യക്തേക്ഷരേ ചതൽ ഇത്യക്ഷരയാത്മാനം ചിന്മാത്രമവശേഷിതം ജ്ഞാത്വാധ്വയോദവിരമേൽ ദഗ്ധയോ നിരിവാനല ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ധേ യുധിഷ്ഠിരനാരദ സംവാദേ സദാചാരനിർണയോ നാമ ദ്വാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ഇൻ ദി 12th ചാപ്റ്റർ ബ്രഹ്മചാരി ആശ്രം ആൻഡ് വനപ്രസ്ഥാശ്രം ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ്. ദെൻ ശ്രീ നാരദ മഹർഷി വെന്റ് ടു സ്ട്രേറ്റ് ടു സന്യാസാശ്രം ആൻഡ് സ്പോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദി സന്യാസാശ്രം ഇൻ ദ 13th ചാപ്റ്റർ. ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി മെൻഷൻസ് ചെയ്യ ത്രയോദശേ യഥോ ധർമ്മം യഥയാധർമ്മം ത്രയോദശേ യഥേധർമ്മം സാധകസ്യ ഉച്ചിതേ മഹാൻ അവധൂതേതി ഹാസേന സിദ്ധാവസ്ഥാച്ച വർണ്യത്തെ. ദൻ എ സന്യാസി പ്രോപ്പർ how he is situated properly in the sannyasa ashram, his dharma is what is spoken in this chapter. And also among the sannyasis who have acquired siddhis through the process sannyasa ashram, they are called avadhutas. So that Avadhuta story, the Tatraya story, is coming here also, which will come later on in the 11th canto. So the Tatraya comes here as well, that a person who has perfected in Siddhi, and that story is also brought in here, and his state is also spoken. So a sannyasi state as an Avadhuta state, both are spoken in this next chapter. We'll finish these chapters, then we'll come back to it. Shri Narada Vacha Kalpastu Evam Parivrajya Deha Matra Avasheshida Grami Giratra Vidhina Nirabheshas Charein Mahim Vrayadhyadhyaso Vasa Kaupina Achadhanam Param Tektamna Dandalingade Anyal Kinjidana Apadi Ekam Eva Charel Bhikshu Alparabho Anabashraya Sarvabhuda Sukhul Shando Narayana Parayana Pashed Alpanyado Vishwam Pare Sada Sadovye Alpananja Param Brahma Sarvatra Sadasan Maye Supta Prabhoda Yosanda Alpanogadi Alpadrika Pashyan Bandang Jamokshanja Maya Matram Navastuda Napinande Druam Dhotyo Adruam Vasya Jividam Kalam Param Pradikshera Bhutanam Prabhavapyam Nasa Shastra Eshu Sanjeda Nobaji Veda Jivigam Vadavadam Sajel Tarkan Patsham Kamchana Samshrayel Nashishyanu Badnida Grandha Neva Bhasel Bahun Navyakya Mubayunjida Aram Arabhail Kuchil Nayade Rashrama Prayo Dharmahedur Mahalpana Shandasya Samajitta Sabibraya Bidriya Dudava Tiajil Avyakta Lingo Vyaktharto Manishu Unmatta Balaval Kavir Mugavada Almanam Sadrashti Adrashayendranam Atra Apudang Udaharandimam Idihasam Puradanam Prakhladasya Samvadam Munera Ajagarasya Tam Shayanam Dharobaste Kaviriam Sahyasanuni Rajaswale Sanur Deshir Niguda Amalade Jasam Dadarshalogan Nujaram Logatoi Velsaya Brudo Amate Kadibaye Prakhlado Bhagaval Priya Karmana Kadibirvaja Linger Varnashramadibi Navidan Nijanayam by Sosa Vidinave Ticha Tam Nato Bhirchavidival Padayo Shirasa Aspression Vibhul Suridama Prachin Mahabhagavado Sura Vibharshigayam Pivanam Sodhyamo Bhogavanyatha Vittam Jaivo Dhyamavadam Bhogo Vittavadamiha Bhogina Galido Hoyam Dehoyam Piva Bhavadinanyatha Ladeshayanasya Niruddhyamasya Brahmanno Harto Yadameva Bhoga Abhoginoyam Dava Vipradeha Piva Yadastadvamakshamam Chel Kavigalpo Nibhadar Chitta Prikatasama Logasya Gurvada Karma Sheshe Tadbhichida Piva Shri Narada Vacha Sa Itham Daitya Vadina Pariprashto Mahamuni Sayamana Samabhyaha Tadvagamudayandrida Brahmana Vacha Vededama Sura Shrestha Bhavana Nuhariya Sammada Iho Paramayondranam Padanya Adhyalma Jakshusha Yasya Narayano Devo Bhagavan Hrigada Sada Bhaktiya Kevalaya Jnanam Dhino Didhvanda Markaval Adhavi Brumahe Prasnam Tavarajanyatha Shrudam Sambhavaniyo Hibhava Bhavan Atmana Shuddhimichadam Prashnaya Bhavavahinyam Yogi Kameira Buraya Karmani Gairiaman Ohamnana Yonishiyo Jida Yadrachaya Lokamimam Prabhida Karma Birbrahman Surgaba Varga Yordwaram Tirasham Punarasyacha Atrabi Dambadinam Jasugaya Nyavavunibattaye Karmani Kurvadam Drishtva Nivurtosmi Vibaryayam Sukhamasyatmano Rubam Sarve Eho Baradistanu Manasamsparashayan Drishtva Bhogan Sapsyami Sapsyami Sambishan Itieta Dalpana Swartham Sandam Smriti Vaipuman Vijitra Masadidvaide Ghoram Abnodi Samsradim Jalam Dadulbhavaishchennam Hitva Ajnyo Jalagameya Makatrishna Upada Vidyaranyak Tartadrak Sota Dehadi Vidyavadandray Alpana Sukhami Hada Dukhantayam Jani Shasya Kriyamo Kakrada Akrada Adalpiga Divir Dukkira Vimukta Sekra Kichil Martya Sekra Chobavane Arte Kame Kriyatakim Pashyamidhinam Klesham Lubdhanam Jidalpanam Bhayada Labda Nidranam Sarvado Obhivishanginam Rajada Chorada Shatro Sajanal Pashupakshida Arte Bhagala Susman Nityam Pranarthavan Jayam Pranarthaval Bhayam Shoga Mohabaya Krodam Raga Klebhyam Ashramadaya Yan Mula Sindranam Jekhyal Spraham Pranarthayor Buddha Madhugara Mahasar Polo Esminno Guru Tamo Vairagyam Bari Dosham Cha Praptayek Chuchaya Vayam Viraga Sarvagam Ebyo Shikshidome Madhuvradal Krishnaptam Madhuvaditam Hatvapyanyo Harelpadim. Aniha Vridushtalpa Idrichovandadaham Nocheche Bahwahani Mahahiriva Satvan. Kujidalpam Kujilburi Bunjainam Swad Aswadva Kujilburi Unobedam Gunahinam Udakkochil Shraddhayobakadam Kojil Kadajan Manavarjidam Bunjay Buktuada Kasminshil Divanaktam Yadrchaya Chomam Dugulamajinam Chiram Valkalam Evava Vasenyadabi Sambraptam Dushtabuk Tushtadiraham Kujichaye Dharobastetanavarna Ashmavasmasu Kujil Prasadabajingi Kashibova Parechaya Kujil Snatonuliptanga Suvasa Asragvalangrida Redhevashish Chari Kobi Digwasa Grahavadvibo Naham Nandena Jastomi Sophavishamam Janam Edesham Shrayam Ashase Udegalpim Mahalpani Vigalpam Jahuya Chitotamana Sartavi Brahme Manu Vaigari Hutwa Tan Mayam Juhotinu Altmane Bhutam Mayam Jahuya Satyadrangmani Nato Niri Hoviramil Swanibhuti Altmani Stita Swalpavrutam Mayetam Te Suguptam Abhivarnidam Vivedam Loga Shastra Bhyam Bhavan Hi Bhagaval Para Shri Narada Vaja Dharmam Paramahamsam Vaimune Shutva Sureshwara Pujayitva Tada Pretya Amandre Prayaya Graham Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsam Samhitayam Saptamaskande Yudhishthira Narada Samvade Yadi Dharme Trayodashodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. In the 14th chapter, now after this, Sri Narada Maharshi spoke about Brahmachari Ashram. Sri Narada Maharshi spoke about Vanaprastha Ashram. And Sri Narada Maharshi spoke about Sannyasa Ashram. Didn't speak about Grihastha Ashram. When this happened, Yudhishthira Maharaj thought, is there no hope for Grihasthas? That is the thought what has come to his mind. That because generally in spiritual life, Brahmachari, Sannyasi, Vanaprastham, they are the key personalities who are serious about spiritual life. Those who could not maintain them, they have come to Grihastha life. So having come to Grihastha Ashram, is there no much chance now? Nothing can be done. He said, gone case. So this was in Yudhishthira's question. You can see there in the first verse itself. Chaturdashe grihasthasya paramo dharma iryade deshakaladibhyena punashrayo visheshakru. Sridhara Swami says there that a proper grihasthas duty, that is what is spoken based on desham, kalam, time and place, it will change. Grihasthas responsibilities also changes based on time and place and all the other associated responsibility for a grihastha. If you read through all this, it will be very heartbreaking. Because it's nowhere near to that, our life. So, anyway, Yudhishthira Vacha Shri Grihastha Medam Padavimbithina Yena Chanjasa Yadi Deva Krishe Bruhi Madrisho Graham Othadhi. Yudhishthira himself says Graham Othadhi. Shri Narada Vaja Griheshu Avastido Rajan Kriya Kurvan Grihochidam Vasudevarpanam Satchal Ubasida Mahamani. Shri Narada Maharshi says there straight away that Griheshu Avastido Rajan Kriya Kurvan Grihochidam. Once one has come into householder life, the only thing he can do is Vasudeva Arpanam Sakshal Upasida Mahamuni. That all the time, every activity performed at home and life is completely to make it connected with Krishna. Vasudeva Arpanam Sakshal, everything to be offered to Krishna. Upasida Mahamuni. Similarly, householder life is for serving the great souls. Great opportunity. Shrunvan Bhagavata Bhishna Avatara Katha Amrutam Shraddhadano Yatha Kalam Upashanta Jana Amrutam Salsanga Chanagai Sangam Atmajaya Atmajadishu Vimuchye Muchyamaneshu Swayam Sopnavadutthida Yavadartam Upasinam Dehe Gehe Javandida Virakto Iraktaval Tatra Nuloge Naradam Nyasel Nyataya Pidaro Putra Bradra Sukhrudo Pare Yadvarandi Yadichandi Chanyamode Narmama Divyam Bhaumam Chandari Kshamitam Achyud Narmidam Tal Saramubhavunjanam Edal Kuriya Al Sadho Bhuda Yaval Briyade Jadaram Taval Satvam Hidehinam Adhigam Yobhimanyeda Sasteno Dandamar Hadi.
Magam ushtra gharamarka kharisari srukhamachiya atmana putraval pashi tairesha mandaram kiyal trivargam nadikrichrena bhaje the grahamedhyabi yatha desham yatha kalam yavad devopapadidam ashwakhan devasaibhyam kaman samibhajedhyada apyegatmano dharam nanam sattva grahoyada jahyadyadarte sopran hanyadva pitaram gurum tasyam sutvam sriyam jahyadyasthena hajidojida Kramivil Basmanishtandam, Kvedam Tucham Kaleberam, Kutudiyeridir Bhariam, Koyam Altmana Paschari, Siddhariyatyam Shishtarte Kalpayed Brutim Altmana, Sheshe Swatum Tejan Pratya Padavim Hadamiyal, Devan Krishin Rabudhani, Pidan Altmana Manuham, Suvrutya Gadavitena Yajeda Purisham Pratak, Erhyalpan Odigaradhyam Sarva Asuryatya Sambada, Vaidani Gena Vitina, Agnihotra Dina, Yejel, Nahyakti Mukatoyam Vai Bhagavan, Sarvayatya Book, Ijeda Havisha Rajaneza, Vipramukhe Hutei, Tasmal, Brahmana Deveshu, Martya Deshu, Yatarhada, Taister, Kamer, Yajaswainam, Shetrajnam, Brahmana, Ananim, Kuriada Barabakshiyam, Masi, Praustavade, Dvija, Shraddham Pitror, Yathavitan, Talbandhunam, Chavitavan, Ayane Ushwe Kuriad Vidipade Dinakshaye Chandraditya Oberageja Dwadashi Shravane Shucha Tritiyayam Shukla Bhakshe Navamyamathakartike Chadasri Shapishtakasu Hemande Shishire Tatha Makheja Tasasaptamyam Makharaga Samagame Ragaya Chanumatyava Masakshani Yutanyabi Dwadashyamanuradhasya Shravanastisramuttara Tisrushekadashi Vasu Janmarsha Shrona Yoga Yuk. Ta Ede Shreya Sakala, Nranam Shreyo Vivardhana, Kurial Sarwal Maneideshu, Shreyo Mokam Tadayuna. Tadayusha, Yeshusnanam Jabo Homam Radam Deva Dvijarchanam, Pitraneva Nabuthe Bioyad Dattam Tadvanashwaram. Samskara Galo Jayayam, Abatisyad Manastata, Preda Samstam Radahascha Karmanya Bhidaye Nrupa, Adadeshan Pravakshami Dharma Dishraya Mavahan, Savai Punyadamo Desha, Salpatram Yatra Lebhyade, Bimbam Bhagavado Yatra, Sarvameda Charajanam, Yatraha Brahmanagulam, Tabovidya Dayanvidam, Yatra Yatra Hare Archa, Sadesha Shreya Sampadam, Yatra Gangadayo Nadya Purani Shujavishruta, Saramsi Pushkaradini Kshetra Nirhashridanyuda, Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulahashrama, Naimisham Phalgunam Sedu Prabhasoda Kushastali, Varanasi Mathuburi Pamba Bindu Sarasatha, Narayanashram Onanda Sita Ramashrama Daya, Sarve Kula Jalara Jan Mahendra Malayadaya, Ede Punyadamadesha Hare Archashidash, Hare Archashidashaye, Edan Desha Nisheveda Shreyaska Mohyabishnasha, Dharmo Yatrehida Pumsam Sahasradi Bhalodaya, Patram Totra Niruktamvai Kavibhi Patravitamai, Hari Devega Murvishayan Mayam Vaicharajaram, Devar Shakasu Vailsasu Tatra Brahmal Majadishu, Rajan Nagravujayam, Mada Patrayachudam, Jevarashibi Ragirna, Anda Koshangri Pomahan, Tanmulatwada Chudeja Sarvajival Padarpanam, Purani Nena Srishtani, Nudidya Krishidevada, Shete Jive Rubena Pureshu Purishokhyasau, Te Sheshu Bhagavan Rajam Staradam Yenavartade, Tasmal Patram Hibirisho, Yavan Almaidheyade, Drishtwa Te Shamithonranam, Avajnan Almadam Rava, Treda Drisho Hare Archa Kriya Ekavikradam, Tado Archayam Harim Kejil, Samshraddhaya Sabariya, Ubasada Ubastavi, Narthada Purushadvisham, Purushe Eshubi, Rajendra Subatram Brahmanam Vidu, Tabasavideya Tushta Datevedam Hare Stanam, Nanvasya, Brahmana Rajan Krishna Se Jagada Almana, Punanda Padarajasa Trilogim, Devatam Mahal, Srimal Bhagavate Mahabrani, Paramam Syam Samidayam Saptamaskande, Sadajar Narnayo Nama, Chaturdashodhyaya, Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam, Govinda Govinda. So, after saying the householders, explanation of the householder ashram, in this 15th chapter, that all Sarvarnashrama Dharmam, Sarvarnashrama, the goal is that that the essence of all this is ultimately to help a person to get liberated, to realize the self. And
in a condensed form. That is what is spoken in this next chapter. Saptamaskanda gulartham padabhavartha deepika sam sevidam sada saddi edi Sridhara Nirmida. Sridharacharya Swamiji says there that this chapter now, which is the next 15th chapter, condenses, summarizes the whole padartham and bhavartham, both things. Padartham and bhavartham. Bhavartham means that the message, the spirit behind all the seventh canto comes through this, the spirit of that seventh canto. What seventh canto is trying to teach us, that message is, comes strongly through this chapter, in the 15th chapter. And Sridhara Swami says there, this commentary on this 15th chapter, let this be of help to the great devotees who have taken Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Narada Vacha, Karma Nishta Dvija Kechil, Tapo Nishta Anrupabare, Swadhyaye Niye Pravachane Ekechil, Jnana Yoga Yoho, Jnana Nishtaya Hideyani, Kavya Anandya Michada, Deve Chadadabha Vesya Darebhyo Yatharhada, Dvau Deve Pidrigariyatri, Negaikam Bhayatrava, Bhojayel Susamurdhobi Shraddhe, Viryanna Vistaram, Deshakalo Jide Shraddha, Drivi Patra Arhanani Cha, Samyak Bhavandi Vedani Vistaral Sajanarpanal, Deshakale Samprapte Munyanam Hari Devadam, Shraddhaya Vidival Patre, Yastam Kamadugatrayam, Devarsha Vidrabodebhya, Alpane Sajanai Cha, Annam Sam Vivajan Parshiel Sarvam Tal Purushal Magam, Nadadyadamisham Shraddhe, Najadhya Dharmadatuvil, Munyanne Isial Parapidri, Yathana Bashahim Sayam, Nidadashavaro Dharmam Nanam Santharma Michadam, Nyaso Dandasya Bhudeshu, Manuva Kaya Jaseya, Ege Karmamayan Yajnan, Yanino Yajnavitama, Atma Samyomani Niha, Jukhadi, Yanadibide, Drava Yajnayashyamanam Drishtu Abhudani Bibhidi, Esha Magar Nohanya Ajnu Hyasudbadruvam, Tasmal Deva Bhavanyena Munyen Enabi Dharmavil, Sandushto Haraha Kurya Nitya Naimiti Kriya, Vidharma Parasarmasha, Abhasa Upama Chala, Atharmashaka Panjemo, Dharmanyu, Atharma Valtyajel, Dharmavado Vitharmasya, Paradharmo Nyachodida, Upadharmastu Pakando, Dambhova Shabdhamichala, Yastichaya Kadambhumbi Abhaso, Ashramal Prathak, Sobhava Vihido Dharmam, Kasyanesta Prashandaye, Dharmartam Vineheda, Yatrartamva, Dhanodhanam, Anihani Hamanasya Mahaheri Vavurtida, Sandushtasya Nirihasya Swalpma Rama Sayal Sukham, Kudastal Kamalobhena, Davadavortehayadisha, Sada Sandushtamanasa, Sarva Sukhamayadisha, Sharkara Kandagadibhya, Yedho Obanal Padashivam, Sandushta Genavaraja, Navarteda Vijari Nam, Obuste Jaishik Arpanya, Vihabala, Dejana, Asandusta Saviprasya, Tejo Vidyata Boyesha, Sravandi, Indri Laulianet, Yanam Jeva Vagiria De, Kamasyan Damjak Shutrad Biam, Krota Set, Alpalo Dayal, Jeno Yadin Lobasya, Jitwa, Buktua, Disho Bhuam, Pandita Bahu Rajan, Bahutya, Samshayachida, Sadasas Padi Opege, Asandoshal Padandhyada, Asangalpa, Jayel Kam, Krodam Kam, Vivarjanal, Artha anarthechaya loham bhayam tattva marshanal anyuchikya shogam ohodambam mahadubasaya yoga andarayan maunina himsam kayadyanihaya kripaya bhutajam dukham devam jahyal samadhina alpajam yoga viriyana nidram sattva nishevaya rajastamascha sattvena sattvam shovashamena jam edal sarvam guru bhaktya purushoshan jasa jayel yalsa sakshal bhagavadi jnana deepa prade guru martya sakdi shrutam dasya sarvam kunjala shaujaval yesha vai bhagavan Sakshal Pradhana Purusheshwara Yogeshwara Vimrakhyangi Logoyam Manyadinaram Shadvarga Samyam Eganda Sarva Nemajodana Tadanda Yadino Yoga Avaheyu Shramavaha Yatha Varta Deo Yatha Yoga Syartham Nabibhradi Anarthaya Bhave Yusti Purtamishtam Sada Sada Yaschitta Vijaye Yatha Syandi Sango Abirigraha Ego Vyutta Charno Bichamidashanam Midashana Desheshjo Samirajan Samstapyasana Malpana Stiram Samam Sukam Dasmin Asidar Jungamumiti, Prana Panosan Nirundhya, Pura Kumbakarechagai, Yavan Manasajal Kaman, Sonasa Grandirikshanam, Yado Yado Nisradimana Kamahadam Pramal, Tavastano Bakhatya, the Untia Chanir Buddha, Eva Besadaschitam, Kalin Alpi, Yasayate, Anisham the Senorwanam, Yatanintana, Manival, Kama Dibi, Anavidham, Prashantagilavurtiel, Chitam Pramasugal Sprustam, Evo Tishtena Karhichil, Yapravara Jagrihal Purum, Trivarga, Vavana Alpuna, Edisavetan Vishu Savai. Vandashi Apatrava
തപസ്വിനു ഗ്രാമസേവ ഭിക്ഷോരിന്ദ്രിയ ലോലത ആശ്രമാവാസദോ ഹയതേ ഖല്ലു ആശ്രമ വിടംബക ദേവമായാ വിമൂഢാം സ്ഥാൻ ഉപേക്ഷേതാനുകമ്പയ ആത്മാനം ചേദ്വിജാനീയാൽ പരം ജ്ഞാനദുദാശയ കിമിച്ഛൻ കസ്യവാഹേദോർ ദേഹം പുഷ്ണാദിലംബട അഹു ശരീരം രഥമിന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹയാനഭീഷുന്മന ഇന്ദ്രിയേഷം വർമാണി മാത്ര ദിഷണാം ജസൂതം സത്വം ബഹൽബന്ധുരമീശ സൃഷ്ടം അക്ഷം ദശപ്രാണം ധർമ്മധർമ്മോ ചക്രേഭിമാനം രഥിനം ച ജീവം ധനുർഹിരസ്യ പ്രണവം പഠന്തി ശരന്തു ജീവം പരമേവ ലക്ഷ്യം രാഗദ്വേഷശ്ച ലോഭശ്ച ശോകമോഹോ ഭയം മദ മാനാവമാനോസൂയാഞ്ച മായാഹിംസാച മത്സര രജപ്രമാദക്ഷുദ്നിദ്ര ശത്രവസ്ഥേവമാദയ രജസ്തമ പ്രകൃതയ സത്വപ്രകൃതയ ക്വചിൽ യാവന്യുഖായ രഥമാൽപോ ശോഭകൽപം ദത്തേ ഗിരിഷ്ട ചരണാർച്ചനയാ നിഷാദം ജ്ഞാനാസിമച്യുതബലോ ധതദസ്ത ശത്രു സ്വരാജദുഷ്ടോപശാന്തമിതം വിജഹ്യാൽ നോ ചേൽ പ്രമത്തം അസദിന്ദ്രിയവാചിസൂത നീ ത്വൽപദം വിഷയദസ്യുഷുനിക്ഷിപന്തി തേ ദസ്യവാസഹയസൂതം മമം തമോം തേ സംസാരകൂപേ ഒരു മൃത്യുഭയെ ക്ഷിപന്തി പ്രവൃത്തഞ്ച നിവൃത്തഞ്ച ദ്വിവിധം കർമ്മവൈദികം ആവർത്തേത പ്രവൃത്തേന നിവൃത്തേ അശ്നുതേ മൃതം ഹിംസ്രം ദ്രവ്യമയം കാമ്യം അഗ്നിഹോത്രാദ്യ അശാന്തിതം ദശശ്ച ദശശ്ച പൂർണമാശശ്ച ചാതുർമാസ്യം പശുസുത ഏതദിഷ്ടം പ്രവൃത്താഖ്യം ഹുതം പ്രഹുതമേവ ച പൂർത്തം സുരാലയാരാമം സുരാലയാരാമകൂപാ ജീവ്യാദിലക്ഷണം ദ്രവ്യസൂക്ഷ്മ വിഭാഗശ്ച ധൂമോ രാത്രിരപക്ഷയ അയനം ദക്ഷിണം സോമോ ദർശം ഔഷധി വീരുധ അന്നം രേതമിതിഷ്മേഷ്യാനം പുനർഭവ ഏകൈകശ്യൈനാനുപൂർവം പൂത്വാ ഭൂതേഹജായതേ നിഷേധാദി ശ്മശാനാന്തേ സംസ്കാരേ സംസ്കൃതോ ദ്വിജ ഇന്ദ്രിയേഷു ക്രിയായജ്ഞ ജ്ഞാനദേവേഷു ജിഹ്വതി ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി മനസ്സൂർമോവാചി വൈകാരികം മന വാചം വർണ്ണസമാംനായ തമോങ്കാരേ സ്വരേന്യസേൽ ഓങ്കാരം ബിന്ദോ നാദേദം തം തു പ്രാണേ മഹത്യമം അഗ്നിസൂര്യോ ദിവോ പ്രാണശുക്ലോ രാഗോത്തരം സ്വരാൻ വിശ്വസ്ച തേജസ പ്രാജ്ഞസ്തുര്യം ആത്മാ സമന്വയാൽ ദേവയാനമിതം പ്രാഹുർഭൂത്വ ഭൂത്വാന് പൂർവശ ആത്മയാ ജുപശാന്താത്മാ ആത്മസ്ഥോ നിവർത്തതേ തേ ഏതേപി ദേവാനാമായനേ വേദ നിർമ്മിതേ ശാസ്ത്രേണ ചക്ഷുഷോ വേദ ജനസ്ഥോപി നമുഹ്യതി ആദാവന്ദേ ജനാനാം സദ് ബഹിരന്ധപരാവരം ജ്ഞാനം ജ്ഞേയം വചോ വാച്യം തമോ ജ്യോതിസ്ത്വയം സ്വയം ആഭാദിതോപി ആഭാസോ യഥാ വസ്തുതയാ സ്മൃത ദുർഗണത്വാദൈന്ദ്രിയം തദ്വദർത്ഥ വികൽപ്പിതം ശിത്യാദീനാം ഇഹാർത്ഥാനാം ഛായാന കുതമാഭിഃ ന സംഘാതോ വികാരോപി ന പൃഥങ് നാന്യതോ മൃഷ ധാതവോവയവിത്വന്മാത്രാവയവൈർവിന നസി ഹ്യുർസത്യവൈവൈ സന്യസന്നവയവയോന്ദ സ്യാൽ സാദൃശ്യ ഭ്രമസ്താവദ്വികൽപേ സതി വസ്തുന ജാഗ്രൽ സ്വാഭോ യഥാ സ്വപ്നേ തഥാ വിധി നിഷേധത ഭാവാദ്വൈതം ക്രിയാദ്വൈതം ദ്രവ്യാദ്വൈതം തഥാത്മന വർത്തയം സ്വാനുഭൂതേഹ ത്രീൻ സ്വപ്നാദ്വനുദേമുനി കാര്യകാരണ വസ്തുവൈക്യമർശനം പടതന്തുവൽ അവസ്തുതാദ്വികൽപ്യസ്യ ഭാവാദ്വൈതം തദുച്യതേ യൽ ബ്രഹ്മണി വരെ സാക്ഷാൽ സർവകർമ്മ സമർപ്പണം മനോവക്താനുവിപാർത്ത ക്രിയാദ്വൈതം തദുച്യതേ ആത്മജായാസുദാദീനാം അന്യേഷാം സർവദേഹിനാം യൽ സ്വാർത്ഥകാമയോരൈക്യം ദ്രവ്യാദ്വൈതം തദുച്യതേ യദ്യസ്യ വാനിഷിദ്ധം സ്യാദ് യേന യത്രയതോ നൃപ സ തേനേ ഹതകർമാണി നരോ നാന്യേ അനാവധി ഏതൈരന്യശ്ച വേദോക്തിർ വർത്തമാന സ്വകർമ്മഭി ഗൃഹേപ്യസ്യ ഗതിം ദ്രായാൽ ദ്രാജം സ്തം ഭക്തിഭാങ്ങര യഥാ ഹി യൂയം നൃപദേവ ദുസ്ത്യജാൽപദാഗണോത്തരദാത്മന പ്രഭോ യൽപാദമംഗേഹ സേവയ ഭവാൻ അർഹർഷി നിർജർജിത ദിഗജക്രതൂൻ അഹം പുരാഭവ കശ്ചിൽ ഗന്ധർവോ ഉപവർഹണ നാനാനീതേ മഹാകൽപേ ഗന്ധർവാണാം സുസമ്മത രൂപവേഷമാധുര്യം സൗഗന്ധ പ്രിയദർശന സ്ത്രീണാം പ്രേതമോ നിത്യം അത്യസ്തു പുരലംപട ഏകദാ ദേവസത്രേതു ഗന്ധർവ അപ്സരസാ ഗണ ഉപഹൂത വിശ്വസൃഗ്ഭിർ ഹരിഗാധോ ഭഗായിനി അഹം ജഗായം സദ്വിദ്വാൻ സ്ത്രീഭീ പരിവൃതോ ഗത ജ്ഞാത്വാ വിശ്വസൃജസ്തന്മേ ഹേളനം ശേപുരോജസ യാഹിത്വം ശൂദ്രദാമാശു നഷ്ടശ്രീ ഹൃതഹേളന താവദ്യസ്യാം ദാസ്യാമഹം ജജ്ഞേ തത്രാവി ബ്രഹ്മവാദിനാം ശുശ്രൂഷയാനുഷംഗേണ പ്രാപ്തോഹം ബ്രഹ്മപുത്രതാം ധർമ്മസ്തേ ഗൃഹമേദിയോ വർണ്ണിത പാപനാശന ഗൃഹസ്ഥോയേന പദവീ മഞ്ജസാം ന്യാസിനാമിയാൽ യൂയം ലോകേപിത ഭൂരിഭാഗ ലോകം പുനാനാമനയോഭിയന്തി യേഷം ഗൃഹാനാവസതി ഇതി സാക്ഷാൽ ഗൂഢം പരം ബ്രഹ്മ മനുഷ്യലിംഗം സവാ അയം ബ്രഹ്മ മഹദ്വിമൃഗ്യം കൈവല്യ നിർവാണസുഖാനുഭൂതി പ്രിയസുഹൃദ്വഖലുമാതുലേയം ആത്മാർഹണീയോ വിധികൾ ഗുരുശ്ചാം
ശ്രീശുഗവാചാക്ഷണമാർത്ഥാവുപാമന്ത്രീമവിസ്മിതാക്ഷണീനാംദേവാസുരമനുഷ്യാദ്യാംലോകോത്രാചരാചരാമഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യാം സംവിധായം സപ്തമസ്കന്ധേ പ്രഹ്ലാദാന ചരിതേ ദിഷ്ടനാരദസംവാദേ സദാചാരനിർണയോ നാമ പഞ്ചദശോധ്യായ സമാപ്തോയം സപ്തമസ്കന്ധ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
So it's 5 o'clock. We will have a break and then we will discuss these 5 chapters.
Chedo darpanam arjanam vamaha davagni nirvavanam ശ്രേയക്കൈതവ ചന്ദ്രികാ വിതരണം വിദ്യാവധൂ ജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുധിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദ പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മാസവനം വനം വിജയദേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം നാംനാമകാരി ബഹുദാ നിജ സർവശക്തി തത്രാർപ്പിതാ നിയമിതാ സ്മരണേന കാല ഏതാദൃശീ തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ മമാവി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാജനിനാനുരാഗാഃ തൃണാരവീഷു നീചന തരോരവി സഹിഷ്ണുന അമാനിനാമാനദേന കീർത്തനീയ സദാ ഹരി നഥനം ന ജനം ന സുന്ദരീം കവിതം വാ ജഗദീശ കാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനി ഈശ്വരീ ഭവദാത് ഭക്തിരഹൈ ദുഃഖി ത്വയീ ഐ നന്ദതനൂജ കിങ്കരം പതിതാ മാം ക്ഷമേ ഭവാംബുധോ കൃപയാ തവ പാദ പങ്കജ സ്ഥിത ധൂളി സദൃശം വിചിന്തയാം നയനം ഗളദശുധാരയ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിരാ പുളകേർ നിജിതം ഗതാവഭൂ തവ നാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി യുഗായുധം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായുധം ശൂന്യായുധം ജഗൽ സർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വിരഹേ നമേ ആശ്ലിഷ്യ വാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടു മാം അദർശനാം മർമഹതാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദധാ ദുലംബട മത്പ്രാണനാഥാ സുനയേ മനാപരാ.
So, the last 5 chapters, Sri Narada Maharshi instructing to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the Rajasuyam sacrifice about Varnashrama Dharmam. In that, the first 4 Varnam, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and they have been reviewed in the first 2 chapters. And also spoke about those things what women should take notice of. And then Brahmachari, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam. In this way, these 3 different sections in the society, their dharmam was spoken. Grihasthashrami's dharmam was not spoken. And Dharmaputra Yudhishthira Maharaj asked that question, that is there no future for the householder? Is there no future for him? And by saying that, perhaps Sri Narada Maharshi did not want to speak about householder. Was that the idea behind that? So Yudhishthira was very forthright in asking that question to him, that Sri Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira that for you there is no need to talk about householder life, householder dharma, grihastha dharma. And that was the reason I did not talk about householder life, he says. Why? Reason is, he says there, that the Purna Brahmam is staying with you. And what Varnashrama Dharmam do you need then? When Krishna is staying with you, who is Purna Brahmam himself, and he does not leave you, he is always with the Pandavas, isn't it? That Pandavas' special position. That how Pandavas' bhakti, if you see, in the first canto also you will notice this, that Pandavas' Mahaprasthanam, and when they were here, in spite of all the problems of life, Kundidevi is bhakti to Krishna. And similarly from Kundi Devi, that inspired the Pandavas also to become Krishna's devotees. So for Kundi Devi and Pandavas, they had a special position in Krishna's heart. Krishna kept them very dear to him. And in all circumstances, Krishna came for their rescue in all difficult situations. And you can see that Gopya Kamal Bhayal Kamsa Deshe Chaidyadeyo Nurba Sambhando Vrishnaya Snehad Yuyam. That means Snehad Yuyam means the love of the Pandavas for Krishna was well known. Pandavas loved Krishna so much that they had surrendered and accepted complete shelter of Krishna. That included Yudhishthira Maharaj. So here Srinarayana Maharshi says, I did not mention about householder, the main reason being that you are already in that proper householder status. A householder's main responsibility is to be with Krishna all the time. And Krishna is always staying with you. So what more do you require? That was the reason he said, I did not talk about householder. That is how Srinarada Maharshi answered that question. So he says to him that the kinds of things what Krishna has done for you, he was your emissary to negotiate about the war with the Kauravas. Is it not? That he, as their representative. Then he was your charioteer when the war was going on. More than anything else, he was your friend all the time. And not only that, when he is present in your palace, great rishis are coming to see you. Markandeya Maharshi, Dhaumya, Vedavyas, Parashuram, all other great personalities, they were coming to see Krishna, but they were coming to the palace to see Yudhishthira at the same time. And you had the opportunity for associating with those great personalities. So, is not your householder life perfect? What more do you require? That was the question Srinarada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, that was the reason why I did not talk about householder, he says to him. So, to such a person, there is no necessity to talk about these things. But still, if there is any mistakes I have committed in my householder responsibilities, and Krishna has a name, you will see this mentioned, Triloki Grahastha. Triloki Grahastha. Triloki Grahastha means there is nobody as a householder as perfect as Krishna. You have to remember that Krishna has married 16,108 wives, and from each wife he had 10 sons and a daughter. So, and then the grandsons. And grandsons got married, they had their children. So, as a householder, nobody could compete with Krishna as the numbers of family is concerned. Such a large householder life he had. And that Triloki Grahastha, Krishna is Triloki Grahastha, he is sitting there when they are talking about the seventh canto, isn't it? He is sitting and listening with Arjuna there. So, in front of that householder, how can I talk about householder dharmam, grahastha dharmam? This is what Srinarada Maharshi says. That I am sitting in front of that Triloki Grahastham. Remember, you have to look back into the Krishna's time in Dwaraka. When Srinarada Maharshi went to verify how Krishna is performing his grahastha life, some people told Narada Maharshi that how is it possible for someone to have 16,108 wives, and how are they all able to live peacefully without any problems each other? And how Krishna they didn't know that Krishna had expanded himself into 16,108 forms, and at no time any of the wives had any complaint about Krishna. That is why. But even though people have spoken about all these things in Dwaraka, people are talking about it, Srinarada Maharshi decided to go and verify that himself, how Krishna manages all these things. So that chapter is there in the Bhagavatam in the 10th canto when we come to that. Narada Maharshi went to each and every wife's house. First went to Rukmini's house, he saw Krishna there. Then he realized that Krishna is always present in Rukmini's house. Then he comes out, goes to the next one, to Satyabhama's palace. There also Krishna was present. Like that, 8 or 10 houses Narada Maharshi visited, and he found Krishna in every house, doing different things. In some places, Krishna was bathing the horses. In some places, Krishna was practicing the martial arts. In some other places, Krishna was looking after the children, feeding them. And in other places, he was performing sacrifices. In other places, he was playing chess with Satyabhama. And like this various activity, in some places he was discussing about the war, and some places he was discussing about performing marriages for the children, organizing the marriages for the children. Like this, Krishna's household life, as a householder, how he conducted his household life, Sri Narada Maharshi saw all that, and he came out from there. When he left the palace, Krishna knew this, that Narada Maharshi had come to verify everything. So he calls him and says to him, "My dear son," he says to Narada, "Narada, I am a person who not only speaks dharmam, but practices it and shows to others how to do it." It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, you can read that. So, Sri Narada Maharshi is aware that these householder, as a householder, perfection is Krishna. As a brahmachari, perfection is Krishna. So, you know, because after all this, who created all this? Krishna has created all this. Varnashrama dharma. Come from him. So here he says here that in front of Krishna, how could I talk about grihasthashramam? Because he is the perfect householder sitting there. If I say something and if it's not proper, he's going to correct me then. Krishna is going to chastise him for that. So anyway, Dharmaputra asked this, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question, and when he asked this question, he decided to talk about it. And Krishna also gave Narada Maharshi winked at him to continue the topic, to speak. So only with Krishna's permission, when Sridharada Maharshi had this doubt, only after Krishna has told him to speak householder life, gave the permission to him to talk about householder life. It's after that Sridharada Maharshi spoke about the householder life. So only when Krishna gave that permission, in 2 chapters, Sri Narada Maharshi spoke about the householder life. Because it is so big, that responsibility of a householder. And even if we read it, and even if we try to understand that, still follow, it is not going to happen in this modern world. So only some important things what's mentioned there, we'll talk about it. He says here, if you look, you will notice there, that what is the most important thing for a householder life? That is the first thing he mentions there. The most important thing for a householder, he says, Griheshu, 14th chapter, 2nd and 3rd verse. He says, Griheshu avastido rajan kriya kurvan grihochitaha vasudeva arpanam sashal upasita mahamuni. That's the first thing. That means that even if he is somehow in the householder life, it happened. Kriya kurvan grihochita. Whatever kriya activities he has to do as a householder, he should do that. But everything should be ultimately to please Krishna. Vasudeva arpanam sakshal upasita mahamuni. 2 things. Vasudeva arpanam means, and these 2 things is always there among the Pandavas. That is why, that the importance of that. Vasudeva arpanam, everything to please Krishna. Upasita mahamuni, pleasing the great souls, great devotees, jnanis, rishis, who are visiting them, always looking after them and serving them. That was Yudhishthira Maharaj's great success. He always took care of all the great personalities who came to the palace. So those 2 things he says, Griheshu avastido rajan kriyo kurvan grihochidaha vasudeva arpanam sakshal upasita mahamuni. So vasudeva arpanam, that means nothing in life is separated from Krishna. In every way, everything what we do in this world has to be somehow or the other connected with Krishna. In that way, life has to be set up. Vasudeva sarpanam sakshal upasita mahamuni. What else? Shrinvan bhagavado abhishnam avadara katha amrutam shraddhadhano yatha kalam upashanta jana amrutaha. Those two things. Then always hearing about Krishna. Then that means non-grihastas dharmam. That means sandhyavandanam and other things. Those things are not spoken very firmly. In other words, for a householder, sandhyavandanam is not given that importance compared to a brahmachari or a vanaprastham or a sannyasam. For that, sandhyavandanam is particularly important. And it is not a lot spoken about sandhyavandanam for the householder. For the householder. normally, activities what a householder performs in this world, if you have to understand everything, the purpose behind it, and following it up through all time, performs anushtanam. Anushtanam means to observe them in life. Then, even if you do all that, there is one thing which you can never avoid, which you can never never give up. What is that? That what one's home all the time, somehow or the other, Srimad Bhagavatam and matters related to Krishna's pastimes, Avatara Katha, all these things should be read, heard, and it should be always performed at home. To escape from the difficulties of householder life. That is the solution that Krishna has offered. Sri Narada Maharshi is saying there. Because in householder life is maximum distress comes in life. Isn't it? You are not only carrying your own distress. You are carrying others' distress as well. That is householder life. All other problems will come in life. And therefore the only way for a brahmachari and a sannyasi, these problems don't exist. He's on his own. He doesn't have to care for so many about others' problems. But in householder life, this problem will come. That you have elderly parents, wife and children, and then so many other persons who are dependent on you in many ways. So when all these things happen, when distress comes in life, in which form it comes and how it comes, nobody knows. It can come in different ways. So in all these situations, if a householder has to keep his head out of it, the only way he can do that is Sri Narada Maharshi says there to take the shelter of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and spiritual understanding. All the time absorbed in spiritual life, somehow or the other. Not to allow material life to influence the mind to that extent. You have to learn to keep that a distance from that. Even though he has to, he says here that Kriya Kurvan Grihojito. That means you have to do what you have to do in household life. But attention is always in the spiritual life, in self-realization. Upasita Mahamuni. That means pure devotees, great personalities, they should be invited to come and they should be honored and respected. And from them one should hear about Krishna. Particularly, and all the activities what we do in this world, that should be offered to Krishna. Should be offered to Krishna. Then Isharapanam. You'll see there, Vasudeva Arpanam. Vasudeva Arpanam means offering all the results, everything to Krishna to please him. And that should not be forgotten. So, all activities, the life itself is to please Krishna. Is to please Krishna. And that awareness should always be there. And it's not good enough to always get stuck in the house. That also he mentions there. Simply living at home all the time is not good. He says, if you look into the verse 33, these are important things what he mentions there. That ete punyatamal desho hare archashridaschaye edal deshan nishe veda shreyaskamo hyabhishnasham dharmo hyadehitrapumsam sahasradi bhalodhayam. Then in there he says that visiting places which are spiritually vibrant, where there are spiritual activities going on, associating with them. In other words, throughout life, a householder is always meant to keep his life connected with Krishna under all circumstances. Therefore, visiting holy places, holy rivers, temples, and places like that, Deshan Punyan, rivers like Ganga River, Yamuna River, and holy places, famous temples, and all these things a householder must do. Householder must do. And generally it is understood that in holy places and temples, that is where the possibility of a opportunity to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and other shastrams will happen. So by that path one can go up in spiritual life. It will inspire us when you have a opportunity to associate with devotees who are engaged in spiritual activities. Naturally it creates some spiritual thoughts in our mind when we are completely absorbed in the family. And so many things are spoken there. One thing he says here, to control lust and anger, greed, those things, one has to come out of that. Through householder life is an opportunity to free oneself from those things. And another thing, not to develop too many desires in the heart, to acquire things in this world, and acquire vairagyam in the householder life. Householder life is a training ground for that, to develop vairagyam and also to develop these qualities, what he has spoken here. How will the vairagyam come? He says, artha anartha mikshaya. That then, as long as one knows that too much of artham will create anartham. Artham means wealth. So artham, if it is not used properly, it will create some problem in life at some point in time. That is the conclusion of the shastram. You know, in Bhikshu Gita also, what Bhikshu said, that in 10 different ways he says how wealth will create problems in life if wealth is not used properly. So that is why it is saying here also that one should not, you can see in the 14th chapter, he mentions that how a householder should deal with the wealth. He says, how you should deal with the wealth. What does he say? He says, Yaval Briyeda Jadaram Taval Swatvam Hi Dehinam Adhyam Yobhimanyeda Sasteno Dandamarhadi. He says, you can only eat Yaval Briyeda Jadaram, what you need. If you eat more than that, you should be beaten, he says. Taval Swatvam Hi Dehinam, to maintain the body what is necessary, one can eat. Adhigam yobhi manyeda, if he is consuming more than that, sasteno dandamarhadi, he should be beaten up. If he is taking more than what is necessary to eat. To that extent, to be so specific about it, that he says here, that this problem happens to householder more than anybody else. Because in householder life, wife will cook so many things from the kitchen, it will come one after the other. And the husband will sit there and happily eat everything. Whereas brahmachari, he is nobody to cook for him. If he gets some proper brahmachari, we are talking about, not in the modern concept. Proper brahmachari has no choice. Nobody is cooking for him. He has to cook himself. So he knows very well that he has to be careful about things. Same thing with sannyasi also. But modern sannyasi's life is different. That's another story. That won't worry about it. But important thing is, in the traditionally, this can happen in the householder life. So that is why this mistake happens to householder more than anybody else. Which one? This food. More consumption than more what is necessary. That is why only in the householder's case, Narada Maharshi put that verse. Yaval Briyade Jadaram Taval Sutvam Hi Dehinam Adhigam Yobhimanyeda Sasteno Dandamarhadi. Sasteno Dandamarhadi. Because householder tendency, as you know very well, that first thing, he likes to eat well, and then he'll create another opportunity to eat, have a party, for birthday party, this party, that party. One thing or the other, you'll create a social environment. The only intention, the subtle idea behind all that is to eat well and to enjoy the food. So those who have that proclivity, that nature, Sri Narada Maharshi says that's not good for a householder. So, and when you have such an active desire for socializing and enjoying, money is a necessity. And any amount of money won't be sufficient. Then you keep going further, chasing the money. So, that is another thing he is warning there. That if you go in that route, householder life will become a, grihastha became a grihamedhi then. So, and he says there that this necessity that I need more, that is not only for householder, he's saying. In this particular instance, he's saying there that he has not even excluded sannyasis from that. He's saying here that it is generally now spoken like that, whether sannyasis have a bigger bank deposit or the householders have a big bank deposit. That question is not even answered nowadays. So, whoever it may be, it is not appropriate to keep more wealth than what is necessary to maintain the body in this world and to maintain our life in this world. Any extra wealth that is with us has to be used somewhere in a proper way. Otherwise, it will come back in some other form and destroy the whole life in some way or the other. So, Narada Maharshi says to us that, he says here that adhyam yobhimanyeda nasteno dandam arhati. And in another verse, he also says there that yatrartham cha. He says, if you have to travel, you need some money. For that, you can keep some money when you are traveling for that purpose. Otherwise, not. So, so he says here, till the body drops away, you have to feed the body. What is necessary for that, you can keep that. Beyond than that, always to think that, oh, it's not enough, I need more. That plan must be given up. That desire, I need more, that plan has to be given up. So, as long as that desire is inside, that I need more, he says here that it is like walking over thorns. When you walk over a thorn, how the thorn will hurt you, it is similar to that, he says here. And similarly, when because of the this desire for acquiring wealth, when it builds up strongly inside, naturally it will create kamam krotham, anger and greed will be a part of that vyavaharam, will create that. And when sometimes it can create a lot of pain inside. So therefore he says in the 15th chapter, if you look, he says what the answer is. He says there that in the 17th verse, he says, sada sandushta manasa. He says a householder has to be always in a happy state. Sada sandushta manasa. Sarva sukhamaya disha. All the time he should experience happiness in life. Sarva sukhamaya disha. Sharkara kandaga dibhyo yadoban alpada shivam. He says that if you do like that, yadoban alpada shivam, that if you are walking over some thorns, suppose you have shoes on your leg, then that thorns won't have any cause any problem for the feet, isn't it? Similarly, if you have developed this, I have enough in my life to live on, I don't need any more. If you have that attitude in life, you won't get hurt. You won't experience the pain in life. It's only because of, that's what he's saying there. Householders, you can imagine many householders' life, this is what happens. They go all the way out to make money and then finally some disaster happens in life. And then they think that, what did I make all this money for? This has happened in so many instances, you can see this. But that power of illusion, of Maya, is so strong that in the youth, and if you have some capacity to make money and earn money, it drives a person so crazy. And in that process, he runs after money so madly. When you look at the society, you will see this often. And when that happens, they acquire a lot of wealth, somehow because that is prarabdham, there the wealth has come. But something else happens in life and the whole thing becomes a disaster. This you observe, those who observe life can see these things. So Bharata Maharshi says here, just like when you are walking over a thorn, if you have a shoes to protect you, then you won't feel hurt by the thorns. Similarly, if you have this mood, that what he says, Yavan, he uses the word there, that, he says that, Yadoban Alpada Shivam. Yadoban Alpada Shivam. Alpadam. Alpada means that's sufficient. Sufficient to live in this world. What more do I need? If that attitude, if you build up inside, then you won't suffer in this world. You will sail through this material life without getting too hurt, or you won't experience the miseries of material life. Whereas in other case, mostly what happens is that the greed and that running after money will eventually develop into serious problems in life. He is giving a warning there, like what happened to Bhikshu. What happened to Bhikshu? So many things he has spoken like that. Easier to do all these things, easier than all these things, that it is not possible to take up each one of these instructions individually and follow it in life. That's not possible, because there is so many instructions. If you read through these instructions, and if you take each one of them and try to follow them in life, that is not possible. So that is why he is saying there an easy method. What is that method? If you look at the 25th verse, Rajas tamascha sattvenam sattvam cho upashamena cha edal sarvam gurau bhaktya purusho anjasa jayel. That is the conclusion for that. If you read through these all these things and if you try to individually follow them, you'll find that very, very difficult. Instead, he says there, Rajastamascha sattvenam sattvam cho upashamena cha rajogunam and tamogunam. If it builds up inside, we have to get over that with sattvagunam. With sattvagunam. That means to build up sattvam. To build up sattvagunam is the answer for this. If sattvagunam builds up, rajogunam and tamogunam will go away from us. And these problems, what he has spoken before, is due to the presence of rajogunam and tamogunam. It's rajogunam that is driving us to run after money. It is rajogunam, tamogunam is driving us to run after sense enjoyment. So both these things is coming from rajogunam and tamogunam. So in sattvagunam, if you live in household and life, that sattvagunam alone will control all other things, which is the product of rajogunam and tamogunam. That is the easier process. Then question comes, how to develop sattvagunam? Is it not? Because sattvagunam is mentioned here, that is what is mentioned there. Egal sarvam gurau bhaktya purusho anjasa jayel. All this sattvagunam will develop if you have developed bhakti towards Krishna and the spiritual master. If you have developed bhakti towards Krishna and the spiritual master, naturally sattvagunam will build up inside, because they will keep you on the track. They will keep you in spiritual life, and if you stay in spiritual life, in satsangam and in bhakti, then these base thoughts coming from rajogunam and tamogunam, like sense gratification and greed, will not come and disturb the householder life. That is the, in essence, the message. Individually, if you want to follow all the instructions what he has given, will be very, very difficult. That is why he summarized it in that way. Because if you remain in satsangam, if you remain in the spiritual life all the time, with the benefit will be that our own ego, ahankaram inside, will quietly dissolve. It will melt away. And at the same time, these issues like lust and anger and greed, those things will disappear, alambhavam, as he says there. And also you will start thinking, this is all sufficient in life. I don't need anything more than that. And very quickly, this will build up in satsangam. That is the benefit of satsangam. Satsangam keeps you on the track. It keeps you in spiritual path. Never allow you to go. On your own effort, it is always very difficult. But in the association of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, continuously discussing that, and the higher knowledge what the rishis have left behind, that will keep us in the protect us from this situation. So, because in spiritual life, devotees or those who are engaged in spiritual life, normally they would not allow your false ego to build up. Because when you associate with devotees, devotees will wake you up that it is only due to the influence of Maya that you are acting in the wrong way. And that, so they will not allow to go degrade yourself if you stay in the satsangam. Therefore, Guru Bhakti says here. So we have to, in householder life, you have to hold on somewhere strongly. That's important. If you don't have a hold anywhere, then it's very dangerous also. It's very difficult. So it's no point in running around everywhere. You'll go and topple somewhere. You'll go and topple somewhere. So therefore it mentions, Krishna says there in Bhagavad Gita also, and in the Bhagavatam here, Sri Narada Maharshi is also saying there, that always to follow who are engaged in spiritual life seriously and transfer from their life whatever one can to one's own life. And take the benefit in that way. He says to Yudhishthira that Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, my own life is an example of this. He says, so if you have developed a respect for spiritually minded people, if you have developed respect for spirituality and spiritually advanced people, then you will purify yourself in that process and you can go up. You can go up. Because devotees or personalities who are absorbed in spiritual path, that if you offend them, they also that will also cause some problems, because it can create difficulties in your own spiritual progress and you can fall from that. Therefore, Narada Maharshi here again talks about himself. Remember when he started Bhagavatam, Sri Narada Maharshi spoke to Vedavyas about his life as a child of a servant maid, isn't it? Dasi Putra. So, a 5-year-old boy, how he got association. So, Sri Narada Maharshi will always talk about this. Association, association, association. That's all he has to say. So, he got the association of those brahmanas who came there for their chaturmasyam. So that 4 months of Chaturmasyam association, Sri Narada Maharshi, who had no education, nothing, but that 4 months association with them, when they left, what did they do? Due to Sri Narada Maharshi's service to them, they blessed him that you will develop Krishna consciousness. Whatever you have heard from us, reflect on that and everything will come out okay. They blessed him. With that, he went to the forest, he left home, mother died, everything came favorably. Mother died, and he went to the forest, and then what we see him later on is in the form of Narada Maharshi. Is it not? So many things, he told his own example to Vedavyas in the beginning. Remember, in the 5th chapter of the 1st canto, that is Vyasa Narada Samvadam. Narada Maharshi instructing Vedavyas about Srimad Bhagavatam's origin that we saw there. Here, Sri Narada Maharshi is saying what happened to him by offending people. There, by service and by pleasing the rishis, what happened to him. Here, by offending, what happened to him. So, both sides he is explaining in this Bhagavatam. Narada Maharshi says there that in one of my earlier lifetime, I was a Gandharva. My name was Ubabarhana. That was his name. Ubabarhana. Narada Maharshi remembers that. Ubabarhana was his name and he was a Gandharva. These Gandharvas have got one problem. They have, by their physical appearance, they are very good looking, very beautiful, and youth. And then they have a natural affinity for music. music. So you can imagine when a young man has got good looks, good bodily features, and good music capabilities, naturally women will be attracted to him. So he says, there is a Gandharva, he used to travel a lot, and there were Apsaras women with him who to sing and to glorify. And initially he used to only glorify Krishna. He used to glorify Krishna in all the assemblies. They used to travel to all different planets, to Maharlokam, Janalokam, Tapolokam, even to Satyalokam. They could go to even Brahma's planet. Gandharvas, Vidyadharas are one category among the Gandharvas. You will see all of them coming to glorify Narasimha Murthy. You will see their list there. So Vidyadharas are one among them. Chitraketu became a Vidyadhara. Srinarada Maharshi was a Gandharva. So Vidyadharas and Gandharvas, they are all in the same category. Very much, that is why music in Vedam, it is called Gandharva Vedam. Gandharva's Vedam, it is called music. Music in the Vedam is called Gandharva Vedam. So Gandharvas are responsible for me. They are the type of people who enjoys life, singing, dancing, and traveling around, enjoying life in that way. Free to travel anywhere they want. They have access to all sorts of places. So Srinarada Maharshi lived that life. Ubabarhana was his name. And he used to do like that. And he says that there were many women also in his entourage which he traveled. So one day while he was traveling in that way, some rishis invited him to come to sing the glories of Krishna, Krishna's glories. They invited him to sing the glories of Krishna. Narada Maharshi himself says like that. So he said, oh, this was a good opportunity to sing. Musicians feel very blessed, isn't it, when they are invited to perform a concert. So naturally, Srinarada Maharshi was very pleased to go there with this whole group. And there was a time allocated to Narada Maharshi there. So he got there on time, but he started his music. But those who had organized this event, they were looking at their watch and they came at their own pace. They didn't come on time. They all took their own time. And so he says to them that in the case of Maharshi, Rishis, they are not very prompt with timing. Because they have got a lot of things to do in their spiritual side. When they get up from the early hours in the morning, they have to perform their duties. They have a lot to do, Rishis they are. And Devakaryam or Japam, then Agnihotram, and so many things what they do according to Vedic injunctions, depending on their position, they follow that. So they all got very delayed. They didn't come on time. They got very delayed. So Narada Maharshi says there, they didn't turn up on time. I didn't bother that they didn't come for that. As soon as my allocated time came, I started the music. I started the concert. And they came, they saw that I've already started and carried on for a long period of time, and they got upset with me that I couldn't wait for them to turn up. It's a little different than the way we look at things. When great personalities are coming, Srinarada Maharshi should have known that they are coming, and he should have waited for them to come occupy. Whereas he did what he wanted to do, and he wanted to do his own way, and that was not appreciated by them. That's why if you look at the verse 72, sometimes these things, you may think, oh, Narada Maharshi did the right thing, isn't he? He was on time, he did it on time, so Maharshi should be fired. That's the way we will look at it, but it's not like that. That's why if you look at the verse 72, he says, Aham jagayam sadvidvan sthribhi parivrudo gadaha jnatva vishwasajastanme helanam shepurojasa Yahitvam Shudradamashu Nashtashri Kridahelana. So he says there that Yahitvam Shudradamashu Nashtashri Kridahelana. That you did not, rishis are highly learned and realized souls. When they have asked you to come and sing, and you start acting so independently and making your own decisions. Narada Maharshi says, I was not at fault, I was given that time, and I just did what I had to do. But practically, it was an offense to the rishis. So, not knowing the rishis' position, he acted independently, and that upset the rishis. So when they came, they told him, you are a little bit puffed up. And therefore, you become a Shudra. And then he has to become a Dasi Putra. And that is why he becomes the Dasi's son. We read in the Bhagavatam in the beginning, isn't it? That you have heard before. So, in that life, I got an opportunity. So, in the previous life, I offended the rishis. And I became a Shudra. And I got that body. But in that life, I got an opportunity to serve the rishis, another set of sages, devotees, and that you have heard in the first canto. So, they felt that this poor child, let him somehow develop spiritually, get a higher situation like that. Because they thought like that, everything worked out for me very well, and I improved my conditions. So, both, to go up and to go down, both can happen when we are in the association of devotees. If you develop respect and honor to the realized persons and spiritually advanced people, that we will go up. And if we insult them and drag them down and offend them, we will go down as well. So, that is why importance of Sajjana Samsargam, association with the devotees and offering respects to them. And that is the process, Narada Maharshi says, is the way to go up. So one, particularly in householder life, when one is completely stuck in the miseries of material life, and instead of unable to cope with that distress that comes from the family life, he says here, the easiest process for a householder is to take advantage of Salsangam. So, so then he says to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, to my capacity I have answered your questions as best as I can. But ultimately, realize this, he said, that Sachidananda Brahmam, Purna Brahmam, Nirguna Brahmam, Niragara Brahmam, that Brahmam, who is spoken, about whom it is spoken in the Upanishads, in Vedas, Vedandam and Vedam everywhere, he is present all the time with you as Krishna, as your relative and as your close associate. And so, who is Krishna? You have not understood. And he says to him that Yudhishthira Maharaj never understood Krishna's actual position. Not knowing, he is related to us, he is our cousin or whatever Yudhishthira's cousin is, isn't it? So often Yudhishthira has asked Krishna to do certain things on a friendly level, on a friendly relationship level. But you should know who he is. That is what he is teaching him. He is making it clear to Yudhishthira who Krishna is. He says to him that Yuyam Nraloke, 75th verse. Yuyam Nraloke Badaguri Bhaga Logam Punana Munayo Bhiyandi Yesham Brihanam Avasadidi Sachal Gudam Param Brahmam Manushyalingam. Gudam Param Brahma Manushyalingam. Param Brahmam has come in human form. And that is, he is living with you, Yesham Grihanam Vasaditi. He is living in your house, who Purna Brahmam in the human form is living in your house. know that Yudhishthira, he says, yuvayam loke bada bhuri bhaga logam punana manayo bhiyandi yesham grihanam vasadidi sakshal gudam param brahma manushya lingam. The point is, yuvayam loke bada bhuri bhaga, that everyone gets purified by Krishna's presence. Logam punana manayo bhiyandi, even the great rishis, by whose presence we become purified, they come to your house. And you had that good fortune of having Krishna at home. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, that means, why did Narada Maharshi say, this to Yudhishthira? Because to make Yudhishthira aware that the life he is living at the moment is not the wrong way. Because he is welcoming all the rishis. When Rajasuyam happened, what happened? All the great rishis from higher planets, they visited Yudhishthira. You can see, if you read Rajasuyam, you will see who were all present there. A number of sages, Parashurama, Markandeya, Atri, Angiras, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Parashuram, with all his disciples. And number of other great, great personalities, they have all come to Yudhishthira's Rajasuyam sacrifice. And Rajasuyam and Yudhishthira had the opportunity to serve them all, honor them all, and look after them all. So Narada Maharshi says to him that you are living the right life by inviting them, and they are coming here, and you are honoring them and looking after them very well. So who else has got this opportunity? Of course, Yudhishthira recognizes that it is only because of Krishna's mercy all this is happening. He says, so, and saying this, Sri Narada Maharshi paid obeisances to Krishna there, at that point. That's what you will say there. That, yesham grihana vasadidi sachal gudam param brahma manushalingam sava ayam brahma mahat brumigyam kaivalya nirvana sukha anubhuti priya sukhrudham khalu madhuleyam almarhaniyo vidigal guruscham. Na yasya sakshal bhava palpa jadibi rubam dhiya vastudaya obavarnidam maunena bhakti obashamena pujida prasidadamesha sa sattva dampadi. Saying this, Srinarada Maharshi pays his obeisances to Krishna, having had this good fortune of Yudhishthira. Narada Maharshi is talking to Yudhishthira. Krishna and Arjuna is sitting in the assembly. All the other great rishis are present there. And it is in the middle of all that Sri Narada Maharshi is saying this to Yudhishthira. Then Sri Narada Maharshi concludes this by saying that your good fortune, what you have got to able to serve Krishna and also all these great rishis, this is ideal householder life. Saying this, Sri Narada Maharshi paid obeisances to Krishna at that point. When Sri Narada Maharshi paid obeisances to Krishna, only then Yudhishthira realized that what a good fortune he has. So Dharmaputra says to him, Narada Maharshi, please sit down, he says, that first of all, this secret of householder life was revealed to Yudhishthira by Narada Maharshi. So practically Narada Maharshi has become his teacher, guru. So first he offers his respects to Narada. He told him, Idi devarshina proktam Nishamya Bharadarshabha Pujaya Masa Suprida Krishnam Ja Prema Vihvalam. Then he said that he arranged all the paraphernalia for worshipping two personalities. One side he told Sri Narada Maharshi to sit there. Then he asked Krishna to come and sit next to him. To both Krishna and Sri Narada Maharshi, Yudhishthira made a very opulent offering to both of them, to please them, and paid his obeisances to both of them. And performed in that Rajasuyam for both Krishna and Sri Narada Maharshi, they received all kinds of charity to please them in whatever way possible. So when all these things were happening, Yudhishthira had some difficulty always. This is also another problem. Problem is this. You are looking at Krishna as a supreme personality, absolute truth, Purna Brahman, like the way Narada Maharshi has spoken. But somewhere inside, Yudhishthira is also thinking, after all, he is my cousin, isn't it? You see how difficult it is. When Krishna becomes your relative, this difficulty will come. On the one side, Sri Narada Maharshi is saying, oh, Krishna is the supreme truth, absolute truth. He is the Purna Brahman. And the way Narada Maharshi has spoken about Krishna has actually affected Sri Narada Yudhishthira. But at the same time, somewhere in his head, this thought also came up. After all, who is Krishna? He is our cousin, isn't it? And he is younger to Yudhishthira also. So you can see the problem there. He is younger to him as well. So, this is called, you know, it's like in the Shastram, they make a joke of this kind of situation. It's called Jalavishaja. Jalavishaja means, like some people, when they bathe in the water, in the olden days, now you won't understand this, the seriousness of this situation. In the olden days, Brahmanas, when they bathe, they want to make sure that they go underneath the water. Only then it is proper bathing. Now we have the shower, isn't it? If you just wet everywhere, it's enough. Modern bathing. And then after that you come out and squirt a few things on the body and then you smell nice and everything is fine now. But for them, that wasn't good enough. That was no. They will go in the tanks or in the river and they'll bathe in such a way, it is an elaborate process, bathing. If you look into the rules and regulations related to bathing, now the rivers have all dried up, tanks have all dried up, so everything has changed. So we won't properly understand the background of this. But them days, when they bathe, they'll make sure that they have to go a few times underneath the water, 3 times or 5 times. Underneath the water, they'll make sure. Only if you are gone underneath the water, you have actually bathed in the river or in the tank, isn't it? So sometimes what used to happen was, some brahmanas will arrange somebody else to watch that he has gone underneath the water completely to confirm that. Because in his, it is a kind of, how do you call it? You can call it as a, what did they say? In your mind, you have caught on to that and you're feeling that it is so strongly about that. Not exactly that. You know, Yeah, but it's another word for that. You feel that if it doesn't happen, that your bathing is not complete. You're not bathed properly. It's a kind of a feeling inside, misunderstanding that you have inside that, oh, I didn't properly bathe today. Because I didn't go underneath the water 3 times or 5 times, whatever it is. So generally they used to have somebody to assist, to stand outside to watch. So sometimes what happens is, if you had upset that person any time, sometime in your dealing, he will keep it in his mind. And then he will say, if you had done it 3 times, he says, no, you have not. The third one was not right, he will say. So he will make you go down the water a few times, more and more. So especially you can imagine in the cold weather, in the winter times, it gets much more difficult. So sometimes that kind of mind causes problems, isn't it? So, and also it was a practice in them days that among the Brahmanas it was an established practice. They didn't speak other languages except Sanskrit. It was considered not proper, especially in the temples and temple surroundings, that system was followed. That they spoke in the Sanskrita Bhasha, that was important for them. But this situation that, that they had particular expressions for that. When they go underneath the water, they'll say, Nasika Shilayam Pikritam. There's a Sanskrit word they have used for that. That, but the person who is keeping an eye on the person who is going underneath the water, he has a reply for that also, that you haven't gone underneath the water enough. So similarly here, so this is a kind of a hiccup in the mind that you have got on and it is disturbing you all the time. Similarly, in Yudhishthira Maharaj's mind also, although all these things were spoken in the Rajasuyam sacrifice, and Sri Narada Maharshi has spoken about Krishna, all this philosophy, everything about Prahlada, and the realization of the self, the glories of the soul, So much higher understanding he has spoken. And he told him about Krishna, who Krishna is. In spite of all that, this hitch inside. After all, who is Krishna? Krishna is after all our cousin, isn't it? So now Yudhishthira says to Sri Narada Maharshi that at this point in time, now I am feeling that Krishna is the Purna Brahma. He is the Supreme Truth. At this point in time. Tomorrow what will happen, I don't know. He says, therefore, let me worship Krishna now. And brought Krishna there and told him to sit with Sri Narada Maharshi and offered all respects to both Narada Maharshi and to Yudhishthira and to Krishna. So, and in this way, that Rajasuyam sacrifice finishes, and that is where all these things were spoken. All these things were spoken. So, practically, only thing from these five chapters, what we have to understand is what Narada Maharshi told Yudhishthira. The important principle for a householder is this. What he has spoken there in the second chapter, second verse, 15th chapter, 14th. Graheshu avasthido rajan kriya kurvan grihochita vasudeva arpanam sakshal upasita mahamuni shrinvan bhagavado abhishnam avatara kathamrutam shraddhadhano yathakalam upashanta janavrata and salsangam. Salsanga chanagai sangam altmajai altmajadishu vimuche muche maneshu soyam sotna vadutida. What he is saying there is that salsangam should be happen at home all the time. Sangam altmajai altmajadishu with the wife and the children. One should together sit and read Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and always absorb in the Shastram. And in that way, conduct Salsangam at home. Vimuche muche maneshu soyam sapnavu duthida. By engaging in that way, what will happen? One will be able to come out of this daydream of householder life. Householder life is like a dream, isn't it? We don't understand that because often what happens is that when you become a householder, we get attached to the house, always wants to keep the house in order, and everything related to house becomes important. This will take away a lot of our energy in one way or the other. So even though those things has to be done, what important point here is that he says here, shrunven bhagavato abhishnam avatara kathamrutam shraddhadano yatha kalam upashanta janavrataham. Then even if those things have to be done, let that not become the priority. If that has to be done, it has to be done. But if that becomes the priority, and in that process, if we forget Krishna, and if we forget Salsangam, if we forget the holy name, Bhagavatam, then the life is doomed. That is the message. That is not saying that you should give up all that. It has to be done, it has to be done. But at the same time, if that becomes the priority in life, then it will be a disaster. Griheshu avasthito rajan kriya kurvan grihochita. We all know very well in household life how it is. So many issues will be there to be sorted. Children's education and job and maintaining home and all other social commitments. If all those things takes priority in life, then where is the question of Salsangam? Where is the question of Bhagavatam? Where is the question of holy name? Krishna is saying, let that not happen, because priority, especially in householder life, he says, those problems what a householder has got, Brahmachari doesn't have. A sannyasi doesn't have. He is just satisfied with his minimum necessities of life. Is it not? Properly, I'm saying, based on the proper understanding of Brahmachari ashram and sannyasa ashram, is like that. He is not concerned about maintaining a home. He is not concerned about maintaining a social life. So many of the things what householder has got is something what Brahmachari or a sannyasi, we are talking about proper varnashrama dharmam here. But in householder life, the main thing is it eats away our time and energy on things which are not important. That's what happens. And that is why people develop this mentality also that in household life all I have to do is that I maintain my family, fulfill my responsibility, duty, 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 we keep talking. Actual duty is this, not running the family. Running the family is not duty. Running the family is prarabdham. That's not duty. That's prarabdham it is. So if you understand it that way, then this confusion won't come. But as soon as you start making duty is only towards Krishna. There is no other duty in this world to anybody. But if prarabdham has come and caught us in some way, let the prarabdham go its own way. But duty to Krishna has to be maintained in all circumstances. That is what is the main message here in householder life. How to maintain that obligations to Krishna, especially in householder life, where the possibility of us falling off from the track is a lot more than in any brahmachari ashram, vanaprastha ashram or sannyasa ashram. Those three ashrams are protected from this. That is why you will see, when we talk about liberation, properly lived brahmachari and sannyasi, he will go back to the higher planets, if he lived properly, as a brahmachari or a sannyasi. Whereas for a householder, he is always in the field of karma. He is still within these planetary systems. Because he does karmam in this world. Ahaha bahula himsam sanchitatai kudumbam pratidinam anubhushman strijito balalali vishadihi grihasaktam yadanam ayyabhaktam kabilatanuriditvam devahutyai negadi. Kabila Maharshi says to Devahuti Devi that a householder life is most risky in this world. Why? Bahula himsam. He will do all kinds of things in this world to make money. Sanchidartai kudumbam, to maintain the family. And in that process, sky is the limit. Pratidinam anubhushnan strijido balalali. He starts thinking that looking after wife and children is the only responsibility I have in this life. If it comes to that, vishadihi grihasakta, that he becomes grihasakta, attached to griham only, nothing else. He has no attachment to Krishna. Kapila Dani Riditvam Devahutye Negadi. So Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti Devi, you remember the first householder in this world is Kardama Prajapati and Devahuti Devi. You saw how their householder life was. Adyo Vaivahiko Vidhi says in the Bhagavatam, nobody else has lived a married life like the way they did. First 6 months, 8 months, Kardama Prajapati had no time even to talk to Devahuti Devi. To that extent, he was absorbed in spiritual life. And Devahuti Devi, when she wanted to have, when material desires built up inside, after it was fulfilled, later on you see Kardama Prajapati leaving home and walking away from there, and Kabila Maharshi instructing Devahuti Devi about spiritual life. So that is the Vedic tradition, that is the Vedic understanding. And here Sri Narada Maharshi, on the same principle, is speaking about householder life to Yudhishthira. So Yudhishthira has good fortune that Krishna is present there all the time. When Krishna is present there, all the great rishis have come there at the same time. And he had the opportunity to have their association. So Sri Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, you don't require any more training in this. You are already in that situated properly. That way that chapter finishes. So, we'll begin with the 8th canto next Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.